This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Radio 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school football is on the air.
Third down and one. Fullback dive Reeves and a big hole up the middle. 45-40. Reeves is gone. Reeves is gone on a fullback trap. A 52-yard touchdown run.
Today, the state playoffs begin in Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Randolph Cardinals. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club.
Inside handoff, Foster steps out of a tackle, and he's into the clear. 30, 25, goes to the corner, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Elm Creek. Derek Foster from 33 yards out.
For the second straight season, Elm Creek is the top seed in the C2 West bracket. The Buffaloes look for their eighth straight win this afternoon against 4-4 Randolph. It's the Cardinals and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all of tonight's action, we take you live to Elm Creek with KKPR's Craig Eckert.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Great teachers inspire, and sometimes they inspire others to become teachers. Just ask Nebraska teacher Megan Hartfield.
The teacher who inspired me the most would have to be Mrs. Becky Wheeler. She was my PE teacher in elementary school, as well as my PE teacher in high school and my cheerleading coach. She genuinely believed in who we were as a person, and that was just as important as to what she was teaching us. I try to bring in the same compassion that she had for us when we were young and older, trying to make my students feel as if they are important as anybody else, if not the most important at the moment that you're talking to them.
I'm Jess Wolf, a 32-year teacher and president of the Nebraska State Education Association. Our 26,000 members are working to ensure every child has a great public school.
This message, sponsored by the Nebraska State Education Association, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
What's more effective than a house alarm? More protective than a watchdog? And best of all, absolutely free. Questions. About to refinance your home or first-time home buyer? Asking questions is a powerful tool against predatory lenders, like,
is this the actual interest rate?
Can you explain each of these fees?
For more questions that put predatory lenders on the run, call 866-222-FAIR. That's 866-222-3247, or go to questionsprotect.org. Question everything. Protect your home. Brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Playoff action about to get underway here on 98.9 FM KKPR. We've got the New Tech Seed pregame show. Craig Eckert along with Gene Beerbaum, and it is, it is typical Nebraska football weather to the extreme here. You start out the season and you're taking extra breaks to keep everybody hydrated, and now it is cold and the footballs get a little tough to hang on to, and we'll see what happens here. It's a 7-1. Elm Creek Buffaloes take on Randolph, 4-4 on the year. We'll hear from the coaches coming up here in the not-too-distant future on your New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The New Tech Seed pregame show with our coaches coming up next. Right after this timeout, we'll be right back.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Go to college and go green through the Central Community College online learning program. You can save gas and save time by taking one of more than 200 classes online. You can earn an associate's degree, upgrade your job skills, or prepare for a work-at-home career with the CCC Medical Transcription Program.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
This is Wells Fargo Advisors with Thursday Chicago Mercantile Livestock Report. Terminal and direct hogs were called steady today. Projected lean hog index, 5385, that's down 14 cents. Pork carcass cutout value, 5754, that's up 134. Feedlot cattle cash trade Wednesday, 8788 live weight in the south, 135 dressed in the north. Offers today are 88-89 in the south and 137 dressed in the north. Noon box of 69-pound choices down 59 cents. Selects down 77 cents on 126 loads. In the futures, the October last cattle are down 90 at 84.65. The December's are down 65 at 86.27. And the February last cattle down 35 at 87.07. Feeders in October down 37 at 93.27. The November's are down 90 at 94.60. And the April feeder cattle down 90. That'd be the January feeder down 90 at 95.02. The December lean hog was up 125 at 57.20. The February was up 95 at 63.17. And the April lean hog up 5 at 66.25. Feb belly was up 180 at 90.80.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR as we get ready for this opening round C2 game between the Randolph Cardinals and Elm Creek. And we are ready to talk to the head football coach of the Cardinals, Mark Leach, as his team are back in the playoffs. And yes, first off, coach, that's the important thing. All that great football up in northeast Nebraska, seems like sometimes it's just nice to get back in the playoffs.
Yeah, we've actually had a drought here for 4 years, haven't been in the playoffs. And that was one of our goals, our senior set. We haven't been in since they've been in high school, so that was the first goal they set this year, and achieving that goal was a big deal for us.
I want to start right there with Northeast Nebraska football, because it's happened more than once that a 4-4 or a 5-3 team will come out of the Northeast, and they'll head in that Western bracket, and they'll be a high seed, and they'll come in and they'll knock off a lower seed, or they'll give them all that they want. Is that a selling point? Do you feel confident that that's going to make your team tougher coming into the playoffs?
Well, that's definitely a selling point for our kids in our program. We play a lot of tough teams up here, and we get beat up year in and year out. And since the new format came about, where we're not going in clusters, we preach that to the kids all year, that we hope to get see a fresh team, somebody different, somebody that doesn't know what we do, and it's also a mental aspect. Some of these teams, we play all the time, and our kids have a hard time thinking they can beat them or not.
You started off 3-0, and then you got into district play here. You've won just one of the last five games. Tell me what the mindset of your team is now going into the playoffs.
Well, we started off real well, and when we hit the stretch where we lost against a couple of good teams, and we had a couple of key injuries. But I think the kids really, even though we got beat really bad against Ponca with three or four of our main guys out, the kids' attitude's been real good. We play a lot of younger kids. We'll have four freshmen on the field at a time, sometimes five, and their attitude's real good. They're just excited to be there. They're ready to go out and compete, and it's for getting beat in bad conditions last week, I couldn't ask for a better attitude going into this playoff game.
We're talking with Randolph head football coach Mark Leach here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's find out a little bit about your team. It looks like you've got a nice, solid quarterback, a big kid. People won't be able to miss Adam Tunick, and you guys like to put the ball in the air a little bit.
Yeah, Adam is a tall kid. He's 6'6". He's played quarterback for about 2.5 years. Our quarterback got hurt when he was a sophomore, and he kind of just stepped in and took over. He is a pocket passer. We do run a lot of spread. We run mostly shotgun. We like to spread the ball around, and it's worked out that we've had enough skill position people for him to get the ball to this year. He's really spread it out nice.
When you do throw the ball, is this more of a kind of a short passing, try to move the chains type of deal?
We use the short passing, kind of like the extended run, but we do go down the field quite a bit. We actually use the spread look more, as much to run as we do pass. We've been very balanced this year with number of runs and number of passes. It kind of depends upon the opponent we're playing. Some teams have a lot of skill positions, and we end up kind of like short passes to work our way down the field, and other teams are big, and we got a chance to beat them deep.
Mark Leach joins us, the head football coach of the Randolph Cardinals. Tell me a little bit about your defense as they get ready to go up against Elm Creek. Where are your strengths there, and who's a couple of kids folks are going to need to hear from if you're going to be competitive in this one?
Well, it all starts with our linebackers, and Scott Burback has been a 3-year starter, and we run a 4-4. He's our strong linebacker in the middle. He leads our team in tackles by a long ways. He's kind of the heart and soul. We missed him last week, and he was hurt the week before. It all starts with how he gets everybody going. He's a physical kid. He hits hard. Because of that, he tends to knock himself out of some games. That's what happened a couple of weeks ago. But he is definitely the heart and soul of our defense. But we're pretty strong up front. We got some bigger kids, but they're young. They're sophomores. And there just seems like the last couple of weeks they're starting to understand that they're varsity players and they're getting after the quarterback. And we also have Clint Lack is playing corner, who who is a real good skill position player, kind of a basketball player playing football. He makes quite a few interceptions, and he's opportunistic picking the ball up and being able to return with it.
Mark, give me your preview of what Elm Creek has and what you have to be ready for right away.
Well, it's pretty clear they're running back. Foster is one of the best backs we'll see. We've seen some good running backs, but on film he looks like he's the real deal. A couple of things that we're real concerned about is special teams. He seems to be able to return punts and kicks on just about anybody. He seems to carry the ball, and even with defensive penetration, he seems to find himself holes, find big openings, and gets a lot of yards. That's our number one thing, is that somehow we're going to have to slow him down, or it's going to be a long day. The other thing is that they seem to be, you know, they don't throw the ball a lot, but when they do, they complete it. Their tight end seems to make quite a few catches, and they've scored in some situations where it was third and long on the pass, and just from the two films we saw, that they seem to be pretty balanced on that.
Can you compare him to anybody that you've played so far this year? I guess that's kind of a twofold question. A, can you compare him to anybody that you played, and are they as good on film as some of the teams you've played?
That's hard. I actually compare him a lot to Laurel Concord, who has a running back that's similar to him. The other backs that we played are quite a bit bigger than Foster, so they're more pounded in the middle, and they'll get 35, 40 carries and get their yards. But, you know, Laurel has a very shifty backfield. They run a lot of the same type of formations. Whether or not, it's hard to compare whether as far as, you know, players across the board and on film, but just going by what they run and the plays they call and the defense they run, they look a lot like Laurel to us.
Well, Coach, have a safe trip down. We look forward to a good football game, and take care of that assistant coaching staff, would you?
Oh, I will. We're actually leaving early, going to have kind of a fun day the whole day long, and in the middle of it will be a nice game, and hopefully we'll get down there in a different part of the world than a lot of these kids have seen and be competitive.
That's kind of what it's all about, a little bit of learning experience and a lot of athleticism.
It is, exactly.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck.
Thank you.
That's Randolph Cardinal head football coach Mark Leach. We'll be back and talk with Stan Whistle of the Elm Creek Buffaloes after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
October is truck month at Killian Motors. This means huge discounts and rebates on all new GMCs. Now is the time to buy that truck or SUV you've been looking for. The price in the windshield is the price you pay. All new GMCs need to move, and Killian Motors is giving top dollars for your trades. Killian Motors and GMC, we are professional grade, where people come back time after time since 1979.
You're
headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. 8th and
Central, Kearney. We'll see periods of rain throughout the afternoon hours as temperatures stay steady or falling from the 40s with northwest winds developing at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Rain showers look to change to some snow late tonight with a low near 30. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 43.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
We're back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR, joined by the head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, Stan Whistle, whose team is the number one seed in the West. And, Coach, congratulations on that and putting your team and your team putting you in a position to maybe do well again in the postseason. It's a long way from week one, isn't it?
Well, it really is, Doug, and our kids have kind of gelled as the seasons went along here and stuff, and I know they're excited with the position where we're at, and they're looking forward to the ball game tonight.
We've talked numerous times following your football team throughout the season, and we keep talking about where you're getting better. Let's go all the way back from week one to where you are today. What's been the most significant change in your football team?
Number one thing would have to be up front in both the offensive and defensive lines. You know, we returned no starters this year up there, so we had a lot of question marks, a lot of holes to fill, and the kids have come along and figured things out, and so they're playing hard.
Take me back to week two, and we all know the difficult circumstances. It wasn't just losing a football game, but losing a teammate and losing a friend. But as when that kind of subsided a little bit, when did you start to see a football team again?
Well, I think probably the week after the Sutherland game, there, that second game, because that game gave us a lot of confidence that, you know what, these kids can do the job, and they started believing in themselves, and good football players got to have confidence that they can get the job done.
How important is it to be the number one seed for the second year in a row?
Well, I'm not sure, Doug, how important that is, because with the way the seed figures out in football games and stuff, it's I don't know exactly how I want to say it, but it's anybody can beat anybody on any given night. And, you know, we're playing teams from old Clear East, Hardington, all the way to the Panhandle, so who knows what will really happen.
Yeah, Stan Whistle joins us, head football coach at Elm Creek. I think the kind way of saying that is you're the number one team in the West, but you're not ranked in the top five in the state either.
Well, you know, we've played some awfully good football teams this year, and I don't know just how to explain it, but it just seems like there's a little bias for the folks back in the East.
Well, you're not, I guess the one thing is by being on your side of the bracket as opposed to where Blue Hill is, you're probably not going to have to play the same teams that you've already played. There was a chance you could have played three teams that you'd already played if you were on the other side, and the only chance on this side is if you would happen to run into the Ravenna Kearney Catholic winner.
That's exactly right, Doug. And, you know, I know Randolph's going to give us everything they've got tonight, and looking down the road, Creighton, that would be a second-round rematch if they'd beat Stanton tonight. So we know they're an extremely good football team, having lost only to Ponca in overtime and to Oakland Craig, another good team.
Yeah, that was kind of exciting last time around, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was just a little bit.
Talk about playing and follow up with what you think about Randolph, but playing the teams from the Northeast, they are so well-respected when it comes to Class C and D football.
Well, that it is, and they've got a lot of tradition up there, and they seem to really do well. And, you know, I guess I told our kids, you know, we're pretty good out here, too. I think Cambridge and Blue Hill have represented the West fairly well down in Lincoln.
Talk about Randolph a little bit and what they bring to the table, that if there's anything different than what you've seen this year.
Well, Randolph will come into town with a real balanced run-pass ratio. Probably haven't seen something quite like that since maybe possibly the Loup City or Sutherland game. So that makes you really worried about your defense and how they're going to handle all their assignments and all that kind of thing. And they have a lot of really good skill positions. They're big. And so hopefully our speed and quickness will win out, though, tonight.
Stan Whistle, the head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, talk about the confidence not only the players have, but now that the coaches have, winning this extremely tough C29 district.
And you know what? That there's a lot to that, too, because we were just really pumped with the victory over Cambridge Friday night, because it is a tough thing to do to go down there and beat them on their home field. So we're excited to be in the playoffs. It's the second season, and we hope we get things started off on the right foot tonight.
Well, the name Derek Foster has come up all season, and if you're going to make a deep run in the playoffs, it's going to have to again. But you have found a way to do more than just turn and hand the ball to Derek Foster as the season progresses, too. How much has that benefited your team so far?
Well, Derek's a threat to go the length of the field every time he touches the ball, so naturally we're going to try to get him back there returning punts and kicks for us. We've done some different things in the passing game to try to get him out there and get him the ball out in space. And he's a tough guy to tackle when it's a one-on-one situation, and we kind of like our odds with him.
And, Coach, finally, what is the preparation with the afternoon game? It changes the way you, I guess, eat. It changes the way you go through the school day. Is there anything significant that's different about playing a 3 o'clock game than if you were playing tonight?
Well, it's kind of funny you bring that up. We had a junior high game with Loomis, and I talked to Dennis Reese there yesterday afternoon, because I have never coached a strictly afternoon football game before. And he said, well, you just got to make sure the kids know it's not stepping out on the field and going to practice. There's a game to be played, and you got to be focused, and you got to have your intensity up right from the get-go.
Coach, a lot of people have been asking. I'll put you on the spot here. Is Elm Creek playing 11-man football next year?
No, they are not.
So does that make this a much more important community type of a situation with this year's team to, I guess, maybe even more in the incentive department?
No, I don't think so at all. I wouldn't say there's anything to that at all.
Well, I just thought, you know, an 11-man championship followed up by an 8-man. You know, whatever you want to do over there.
Okay.
Stan, let's start with a win in this one against Randolph, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, that sounds like a winner, Doug. Thanks.
Stan Whistle, head football coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes, as they get ready to take on Randolph. And we'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups right after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Greg Eckert back on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM as we are into the first round of the football playoffs. And already, let me give you Valentino's score update here. First of all, from the Loomis St. Mary's game, it is 8-6 Loomis leading St. Mary's. That's early in the first quarter. The other score that we have, Overton, and you can hear that on 1460 AM with Doug Duda and Tony Davis. Overton was leading Clearwater 14-8, and that was in the second quarter. Valentino's delivers the pizza, just like 98.9 delivers the score. All right, back on the pregame show, we've got lineups to give you here and a little bit of perspective. The Cardinals of Randolph lost their last four out of the last five ball games. Wakefield was the last win they had. It was 2 weeks ago, 34-18. They lost to Ponca, which is the number one seed in the other bracket this week, 47-0. Elm Creek is the number one seed in this side of the bracketing. So they have had back-to-back tough teams, tough opponents to get by. And, of course, as the Stan Whistle and company say, anybody can beat anybody on any given day, and especially in the playoffs, you don't know. Great equalizer here today, potentially the weather.
Right, right. And you got a fairly stiff wind out of the north, side wind for the east-west laying field. But, the weather is always one of those things you just don't know how teams are going to handle it. We saw Elm Creek playing it last year, and they lost to Blue Hill in that, I think it was a quarterfinal game then. But it was a day like this, a little rain, and right now it's not raining, but it's pretty nippy out there, about 40 degrees and strong wind.
All right, let's give you the starting lineups here, brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Kearney. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, your solution. 5 Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. First of all, for the Cardinals, Randolph, they come in here at 4-4. They'll be starting Michael Kent, the senior, 6'1", 195-pound running back. Clint Lakis is a 6'2", 160-pound receiver. He's a junior. Adam Tunick, 6'6", 180, is the quarterback. He's a senior. Scott Burback, senior, 6'3", 185 at the running back spot. Severin Bach is a sophomore, 6'4", 270 on the line. Nate Goebbels, senior, 6 foot 195, the other side of the line. Adam Hazelhorst, a 6'3 senior at running back, 185 pounds. Eric Hazelhorst, a 5'8, 155 pound senior, starting on the line. Roger Hazelhorst, a sophomore, 6'3, 240 pounds on the line. Daniel Kyles, a senior, 6'2, 185, another one of the receivers, and we'll call them receivers as we see them on the roster as the Cardinals will run a spread offense. John Goebbels is the tight end. He's a senior, 6'3", and 185. Taylor, Nebraska native Mark Leach is the coach of the 4-4 Randolph Cardinals. For the 7-1 Elm Creek Buffaloes, Dalton Myers, the quarterback. He's 5'10", 155, and a sophomore. Luke Areta is a split end, 5'11", 162, a junior. Derek Foster, the rapid running back, is 6 feet, 170, and a senior. Mike Reeves, the other running back, 5'7", 155, and a senior. Gage Butner is the tackle, 5'11", 226, and a sophomore. Thomas Zechman, senior, is a center, 6'1", 195. Gavin Mitchell, the guard, 5'9", 148, and a senior. Skyler Schoenhofer is 5'8", 189, and a senior. Brendan Geyer, tackle, 6'2", 177 pounds, a senior. Greg Lang is the wingback. He is 6 feet, 187, and a senior. And Jordan Larrington, tight end, 6'1", 179, and a senior. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Back with more on the Newtek Seed pregame show. The 5 Point Bank starting lineup brought to you by 5 Point Bank of Kearney, the better bank.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, 5 Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does 5 Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at 5pointsbank.com. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Back on the Newtek Seed pregame show, the coin toss at midfield. It appears that Randolph has won and will defer to Elm Creek. And, wait a minute. We're about ready to have the coin toss. He was tapping everybody on the shoulder then, and nobody broke up to see what we were doing. So there's the coin toss. We'll get that result here for you momentarily. We're about set to go here for the first round. And, of course, we had some weather roll in, and that's fortunate from our standpoint so that we can bring you the Pleasanton game, Pleasanton against Potter Dix. And So as a result of that delay to tomorrow, we will have the Quesnet Bulldogs against Potter Dix with a 3:30 pregame and a 4 o'clock kickoff. So all told between today and tomorrow on your Platte River radio station, we've got 7 football games. The Overton game is on 1460. The Silver Lake game on 1550. St. Cecilia's game will be on 1230 a.m. KHAS. We've got this Elmdrick game here on 98.9, and then we'll have Gildner taking on Franklin at 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tonight. I'll be driving over and joining Rob Osland for that. The coin toss was won by Elm Creek, and they will take the ball if I'm looking at things correctly here. So they are lining up in that position. Standing back at about the 5-yard line is Derek Foster. He is joined back there by Mike Reese. And so here we go. Playoffs 2009 underway. Randolph hasn't been in this position since 2005. Elm Creek got deeper into the playoffs before being eliminated by Blue Hill last year, third round of the playoffs. And that was kind of genius. You and I did that ball game too. That was kind of a rainy and
it was miserable
night as well.
Actually, it was worse than this one, I think.
Yeah, actually, right now there's no rain. It's just a brisk autumn afternoon. If the rain holds off, we have a good ball game, or at least good weather. We'll see about the quality of play here as things transpire. All right. Now we got the whistle. They're rolling up. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we are underway on 98.9 FM with high school playoff action. And the kickoff goes out of bounds just inside the 10-yard line. Derek Foster lets it roll out of bounds. The penalty flags fly, and Elm Creek will get decent field position on that errant kick by Randall. The Cardinals decked out in their red pants, white jerseys, red and white helmets. Elm Creek in their maize and blue with the striped helmets in the dark jerseys today.
They're going to make them re-kick it.
Oh, they're going to make them re-kick it. Okay.
I think they'd like to get the hands into Foster's hand. He's a,
you wonder,
throw the ball into his hands because he's a pretty good threat.
He's a speedster from anywhere on the field. Anytime he touches the ball, he could go all the way for Elm Creek. And now he is moving up to stand inside his 15-yard line, still joined there by his running mate Mike Reed, just a little bit in back of him. The kicker tees the ball up at the 35 now for Randolph as Daniel Kyle, the 6'2", 185-pounder, puts a leg to it, and he squibs it. And it'll be Reeves that'll take it at the 25, up to the 30, cuts inside to about the 34-yard line and swarmed in there. So Elm Creek will indeed get good field position on the run back by Mike Reeves. Quarterback again is Dalton Meyer. He's a 5'10", 155-pound sophomore. Luke Aratus, the one split end, is 162 and a junior. The wingback, Greg Lang, 6'1", 187 and a senior. And Larrington, Jordan Larrington, the tight end, is a senior. He lines up kind of off the wing on the right side. Everybody in tight one split in. They pitch it this time to Foster, and he cuts inside to the 40 and spins to the 45, 47-yard line. A first down pickup on the first carry of the game for Dalton, for Derek Foster.
11 yards on that carry. You know, when you're averaging 7.5 yards a carry, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That guy is he's a horse out there, and I think we're going to see his number called a lot. And Mike Reeves is no slouch either. He does very well running the ball, too. He was big in the win last week against Cambridge.
All right, they line up with the deuce backfield. They've got a slot man. That is Larrington to the left side. Wide out beyond him. They go sweep left again. It is Foster taking it across midfield. 45-40. Foster's 30-yard line. 25-20. Foster goes in all the way. Touchdown, Elm Creek.
Flag.
A flag back at the 50-yard line, though.
It was on the line of scrimmage. I got a feeling that may come back. Boy, what a...
So this drive started at the 35-yard line of Elm Creek on the kickoff penalty. Almost culminated in a nice long touchdown. Would have been about a 54-yard touchdown run by Foster. But it's going to get called back up. A hold in the offensive backfield. Marching back from the point of the fall back inside the 39-yard line. So that nullifies a 55-yard TD sprint by Derek Foster. who just got over to the left sideline, turned on the Jets, and was pulling away as he hit the end zone. That brings up a first down now and 15 yards to go for Elm Creek. They line up in a deuce backfield, wing off to the left side, wide out to the left. They pitch it to Reeves, and he's met in the backfield and loses yardage back to the 31-yard line. So it's going to be second down and down here, 20 yards to go for Elm Creek as nice defense there. Severin Bach came in, 6'4", 270-pounder. They got some heft on that line, Gene.
Yeah, and then he came through nobody got him. He was just...
Clock at 10:55 to go in the first. We're just underway. Elm Creek just lost a six-pointer off the board on a penalty. Foster took it all away, and they had to take it all the way back. Now they're in first and 10 from the original line of scrimmage, first and the second and 20, rather. Original line of scrimmage. On the end around, they hand it off again to Foster. This time he's got room, and he finds a little bit of room on the perimeter to the right side, gets back to the 45-yard line. That is the original line of scrimmage, so it'll bring up a third down and 10. And Foster just makes that look so easy, getting to the perimeter, turning it upfield, and boom, he had 10 yards.
And he's a nice runner. You can see why, you know, everybody's so high on him, and just does a nice job. He had some good blocking out there for him.
So it's third down. They mark it just shy of the 46, makes it third down and close to 11 yards to go. Under center is Meyer. Back to pass. First time tonight. Into the flat it goes errant. It was intended for Foster. A little long for him. In fact, a player for Michael Kent for Randolph came in, and he had a shot at picking that baby off.
Yeah, it would have been thrown a little harder. It would have been an intercept and a touchdown. It was out there in the flat.
So the penalty for Elm Creek is costly. It wipes 6 points off the board, and they're going to have to go to the pump now. As standing back at the 31-yard line for Elm Creek is Greg Lang. Larrington, the up man, doing the blocking. And the return man at the 20-yard line takes the ball almost over his head back to 35. Nice return there by Daniel Kiles, who had to reach up, pull it down, and got about a 10-yard return. He got the ball at the 25 and up to the 35-yard line, so equally good field position for Randolph here as they trade possessions early in this playoff game.
About a 25-yard punt, but it was effective. It was high enough. They didn't get much return on it.
So at 9:44 in the first, this drive starts at the 35 of Randolph, and they pitch it wide to the right side. Goes the running back for about a 5-yard gain. That's Scott Burback, and it'll bring up the second down and 5. They run the true spread here, it looks like, Gene. They're not going to a huddle. They go spread, they call it at the line, and let Elm Creek try and play catch-up on defense. Now timeout is taken by the referee for an equipment adjustment on the part of Randolph. Michael Kint is over there. He's got a big old cast on his left arm.
Yeah, it is.
He's split out in the slot to the right side. Shotgun handoff straight up the middle again on the little, not even a delay, Scott Burback. Again, the carrier, that time maybe a yard.
Yeah.
Third down at about 4 for Randolph. And the clock runs just under 9 now. 0-0 ball game. Elm Creek had 6 points taken off the board on a holding penalty after Derek Foster long run. Back to pass is the quarterback, Adam Tudyk. And he's going to be down at the 31-yard line, but a flag there too. So Elm Creek will either have the benefit of the sack or probably a holding call against Randolph. They'll have to decide what to do here. Of course, if they take the holding call, Randolph will get the down over. If they don't, they got a punt.
We got about a 10-yard loss on that sack. So let's see
how far Stan Whistle wants to hold Randolph. They're going to decline that penalty and force Randolph into a punt. So it's a 3-and-out for Randolph here in the first round of the high school football playoffs, 2009. My, this season has flown by, he says, for the 12th year in a row, it seems like. Luke Areta is back standing at the 35-yard line along with Derek Foster in twin safeties. Putter is standing inside his 20-yard line. That's Kyles again. He gets it off after some pressure. Bounces at the 35. Nice kick inside the 30-yard line is where it finally goes out of bounds. Good kick there. about a 30, almost 42-yard kick, it looks like.
Yeah, that covered a little ground. Got a nice roll at the end of it, so Randolph.
Right at 40 yards.
Randolph back at the task of defending Elm Creek. Elm Creek trying to get all the wheels turning in the same direction. Derek Foster had a 55-yard run on, I think, the second touch of the ball game, and it was called back on a hold. This time they go with a deuce backfield. Slot man right side, handoff. Foster sweeps to the right side.
Oh,
can't
nice
find
block.
The halfback, goes outside. 40, 45, Foster, 45, 40, 35. Tank moving down the sidelines. Foster takes it in. Touchdown, Elm Creek. Derek Foster, his second long run. This one, we're checking, no flags. He's going to get six.
Another 70 yards. That helps the old average.
Wow. He don't have to game for seven more times now. He'll still keep his average up. 70-yard run by Derek Foster.
And Derek did a great job tightroping the sideline.
He really did. And then he had no one in front of him. And again, he just kind of loped on in there.
One Randolph tackler tried pushing him out of bounds. Just about got it done. But Derek kept his balance. Really looked good on doing that. And tightrope down there and picked up the speed and kept going.
8:11 on the first period clock. The extra point attempt is up, and it is good. And it's 7-0. Elm Creek, the early lead in the early game, in the early round of the high school playoffs. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Stop into an Aurora Co-op today and get all you need to keep your farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op is a proud supporter of all area athletes in and out of the game. Aurora Co-op, with a location near you.
Derek Foster is a 1-for-2 on long runs. He has had two of them, about totaling over 120 yards. First one was called back because of a holding call. Second one was made good. It was a 70-yarder, 69 technically. I think it was at the 31-yard line, and he took it to the house on a sprint down the right sideline. And now Elm Creek will tee it up and kick it back to Randolph. Randolph coming into this deal 4-4 on the year. Elm Creek, after the first week loss, has been perfect at 7-1. 40-yard line is where they put the ball up. It's a high kick and comes down to about the 15-yard line. Coming back the other way, Michael Kent with the cast on his left hand, tucks it in and gets it out to the 40-yard line. Michael Kent, the senior, had 316 rushing yards on the year. He averaged 5.2 for Randolph. Just I was going to look this up here, Gina. The total rushing yardage for Derek Foster on the year, 138 carries and 1,029 yards in the short high school season, so he had quite a year. Now they go bunch to the right side, wide out to the left side. And the shotgun pitch to the running back, and he'll cut back in across to the 45-yard line on the carry. Scott Burback again. He's carried a majority of the load here in the early going as they kind of feel out the Elm Creek defense. They look like they think they can run on them, and they have actually had a couple of nice games. That one is a 5-yard, almost 6-yard gain. Call it second down and long 4, short 5. Clock at 7:36 to go as this drive opens up at the 35-yard line. Now they fake the pass and hand it on the end around. They try that jet play, and it is not going to fool anyone as Elm Creek came over and snuffed it out. Clint Lackis, the carrier, came on the end around, and it'll bring up a third down and about 6. So really, he lost about a yard and a half on that play.
Can't say lost at least one.
Both teams have had one punt. Elm Creek has had one touchdown. Randolph in his second position, bunch to the right side with three wide out. Kyle is split out wide to the left. Shotgun, fakes the handoff, back to pass, fires, and it is incomplete. Well defended by Elm Creek over the outstretched hands of Clint Lackis, the same man that they tried to end around on a moment ago. defending over there, I think, was Foster, and he was joined by Zach Crowley in the defensive backfield in that bracketing of the wideout that time. And it'll bring up a punting situation again. Daniel Kiles will kick it away for Randolph. He's standing at his 30. Foster and Oreta standing at the 25-yard line for Elm Creek. High kick this time, kind of a shank off the left side. It's going to bounce at the 33 and roll dead about the 34-yard line. So that's a net of about 28 yards, it looks to be. And that'll bring down the average of that 40-yarder earlier. Not at this point anybody cares about anything other than winning the ballgame. 6:36, clock stopped on the change of possession here. Elm Creek will take over for their third possession of this young ball game. They punted on one and scored on the other one on the 70-yard sprint by Derek Foster. They come out in the same type of formation. They've got a wide out, wide to the right side. They want a timeout. We'll take 1 minute here. Your score, Elm Creek 7, Randolph 0. You're listening to Playoff Action on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Back in 60 seconds.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
All right, Elm Creek about to open it up here. First and 10. Loomis leads St. Mary's 14-6. Another Valentino score update on 98.9. Single setback, two wings. Handoff goes straight up the middle to Reeves. And he'll get a yard or so. Second down and 9 now for the Buffaloes, with a 7-0 lead on the 70-yard run by Derek Foster. Just joining us, that was the second touchdown run by Foster. First one called back by a hold. Clock at 6:14 to go, first period.
And really, Craig, the field looks in great shape after all the rain and that we've had.
Wing off the right side. They reverse it back inside to the wing back, and he's got it across the 45-yard line. Carrying that was Greg Lang. And he gets the first down as he gets to about the 46. That'll move the chain. First time Lang has touched the ball for Buffaloes tonight.
Nice 11-yard inside reverse.
They're rolling up the yardage offensively here. And I'm not sure we've seen anywhere near the dimension of what Elm Creek has turned into this year. They've used Foster so many ways, it isn't just toss to Foster anymore. That time it's a handoff straight up the middle, goes nowhere to Mike Reed.
And a flag comes in late there from the side judge.
Well, look at that. That is usually a hold, is it not? Oh, face mask. Against Randolph, a face mask call. And so they'll mark that to midfield and slightly beyond. There's about a football length into Randolph Cardinal territory. Overcast, lights on, nippy, but really a reasonable afternoon for the last couple of days of October here on the 29th. Playoffs continue next Wednesday. We'll have a raft of games then, I'm sure. We got a total of 7 between today and tomorrow on our stations. We'll review that. Deuce backfield, hand off on the crossbuck, goes to Foster again. It goes around the left side, and he has enough for another first down. Still on his feet. Gets that 40, 39-yard line. Boy, I'll tell you what, he's churning there. And that time got more than enough for the first down. I had him down mentally. I had him down at the first down. And after he got hit at the first down, they churned for another 6 yards.
He had 11 total on that carry in that last 5. He didn't have got him. He just great effort. I mean, he was getting hit, and he just kept the feet churning and
picked up that extra five.
This drive started back at about the 35-yard line of Elm Creek. They've got an I formation, wing back right side. Reeves on the crossbuck, gets it, and down to the 35-yard line. The Reeves they use as kind of a counterbalance to Foster, and that time is most productive carry of the afternoon. That's 5 yards. It'll be second down, five to go. Ball spotted at the 35 of Randall. Break the huddle. Strong side is left. Split end to the right side. Deuce backfield. The wing back is to the left-hand side. Rolling is the quarterback. Just keeping himself. Gets the first down.
Looked like a busted play.
And then a little bit more. Yeah, he looked a little lonely there. Dalton Meyer just did what a good quarterback will do, and that is take a busted play and make the best of it. And that time, the best of it turned out to be a first down for the Buffaloes again.
He had 8 yards on that. He went to hand off, and somebody wasn't there, and he just turned and started running up the middle. Nice 8-yard gain for him on that.
This is the most extended drive Elm Creek has had because they had a 70-yard sprint by Foster earlier. Now the wingback goes in motion from the right to the left. They go straight up the middle to Reeves, but a whistle blows. Markers are down, and we had movement at the line of scrimmage on Elm Creek. That'll mark it back 5 yards.
I don't know if it was on that man in motion that they was calling that or somebody else moved. The legal procedure was a call.
He either went forward too quickly or somebody flinched. Now they're winding the clock at 4:10 to go here. First period of play, high school football on KKPR.com and 98.9 FM. We'll hop in the car, head to Giltner. We'll be on 94.5 FM. The Breeze for Giltner Franklin at 7 o'clock tonight. 6:30 pregame. Foster gets the handoff, goes right side, finds a cutback inside the 30, down to about the 26-yard line. About a 5-yard, 4 or 5-yard gain there by Foster. We'll see where they put his knee, maybe a little less than that. Well, he gagged about 5 yards. He got the penalty yardage back. So second down and 10. Reeves and Foster here in the backfield. Lang, the wingman, on the left side. He's got a slot man between him. Wide out as they're to the right side. They take the handoff to Foster. Back to pass, firing. And he's got a man who's tight end. It's about the 21-yard line. That's Jordan Larrington with his first reception of the afternoon. And it'll move the chains another 6 yards. It'll bring up a third down and 4 for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Number one seed on this side of the C2 bracket.
And they're playing number 16, so we'll see if it turns out that way. Right now, it looks that way. I mean, that Elm Creek seems to be pretty much in control, right?
Playing like they've been here before. Deuce backfield, slot man is the tight end to the left side. Now they put the wingman in motion. Handoff goes straight up the middle to Reeves, and he'll battle down to about the 17-yard line, bring up a fourth down and short. So if you're whistle, what do you do?
I don't know.
It's a long field goal.
It
is. It'll be about a 40-yarder, and I'm guessing here that fourth down two is something he thinks his offense can manage. Areta goes wide to the left side. They go I formation now. Reeves the up man, blocking for Foster. The give and go to Reeves. He's got a breakthrough and inside the five. Touchdown, Mike Reeves.
What a nice effort again. Elm Creek's really looking impressive right now, Craig.
Yeah. Tell you what, they caught him by surprise there because I think everybody thought Reeves would be the lead blocker for Foster. And look who comes with the ball, but Reeves, about a 18-yard sprint into the end zone by Reeves. And it is now 13-0.
He just spun. He got hit there at the line of scrimmage, spun out, and then he got hit again and spun again and just right. About went down. And he
right foot of Gavin Mitchell in. Extra point is up and good. So with 2:09 on the scoreboard clock in the first period, it is 14-0 Elm Creek over Randolph. High school playoff action continues in 30 seconds on 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
At Town and Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney.
Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Stop in and see Kelly and Robin at Kelly's Auto in Elm Creek. If the car or truck you want isn't there, they can get it for you. Kelly's Auto in Elm Creek is a proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Elm Creek is going to kick off here again. They're up 14-0. It could have been 21-0. A 55-yard run by Derek Crosser was called back on a hold.
You got a score update again?
I don't know. Let me see it. Yes, I do. Loomis over St. Mary's 22-6. And the Valentino's update. Valentino's delivers the pizza like we deliver the scores here on 98.9. High kick inside the 15. It is taken by Kyle the other way, 25-30. Kyle's is hemmed in and tackled at the 29-yard line. Mike Reeves, the guy that just scored the touchdown on the fullback trap, took him down. And Randolph, again, with decent field position at the 30-yard line. But really, Gene, they've not played like a pseudo-spread team. They've run the ball. They've kind of been testing Elm Creek. It's time to give it your best shot here, I would think.
Well, they have a great passer in that number 12, the senior, the quarterback there.
Tunick. 6'6". He's a string bean kind of build. Yeah, under center this time. And he goes back to pass. Fires across the middle, and it is intended for Clint Lackis. The 61-60 pounder was pretty well covered there.
It was tipped to the lineman rushing, so he had a guy open. If it wouldn't have got tipped, it might have got to him.
Second down and 10 on that incompletion. The clock has stopped at 1:56 to go in the first period of play.
He's a 55% passer, so and from some of the statistics, he's thrown for 700 yards, 8 touchdowns in a year, so look for him to probably put the ball in the air a little bit.
They go 3 wide to the right side, single to the left is Kyles. They pitch this time to the running back who can't find the cutback, and then he finally does turn it upfield to up the 35-yard line. Scott Burback on that. Nice effort by him. And I think they probably have learned through this that they need to show the pass to make the run open up a little bit. Third down and 4. We said they come in touting themselves as basically a spread formation on offense, and now they spread it with 3 wide to the right side, and again, Kyle's lone wide out to the left side, shotgun. Kent goes in motion, quarterback keeper, option right side, and a first down on the pitch by Scott Burback. So Burback being the workhorse here, and another first down for Randolph, looking for flags, none found, and they'll move the chains. Minute 12 to go, first period of play. Best looking drive here by Randolph so far this afternoon.
Yeah, I think that's the first down. Unless I've been missed one there.
They wind the clock at a minute 8. And again, bunch 3 receivers to the right side. Shotgun with a single setback with him, and Kyle's wide to the left side. And again, the running back gets the call. Burback is stood up in nearly the backfield. Not even back to the line of scrimmage. He's about 6 inches shy.
Yeah, they didn't give him anything in that one.
And it'll be second down and 10 again.
Elm Creek was ready on that run up the middle.
The Silver Lake game on 1550 KICS in just a couple of minutes. Overton is on 1460 AM. Hand off to Kent on the draw. He gets across the 50. And into Elm Creek territory for the first time this afternoon for Randolph.
14 yards on it.
Just inside the 45-yard line of Elm Creek on that little delay there. And he rumbled. First down and 10 again for Randolph, their second consecutive first down. Kyle goes wide to the left side. Bunch receivers, 3 of them, off the wing on the right side. Single setback. They take the handoff to him, back to pass. Tunick looking long this time. He's got a man at the 30. Come on in and out of the hands of Michael Kent, but he's got that big old club cast on his left hand, and I dare say I wouldn't want to be out there trying to catch a football in cold weather and a cast. That's a cast.
That's tough. And he was wide open. He knew it. I think he felt bad on that one. They had a first down on that. That's probably a 15-yard, 20-yard pass there that was just
Second down and 10. I wonder when Kent suffered that injury. That looks like a pretty shiny cast. Looks relatively new. Maybe not. Trips to the right side in the bunch. They go option right side. And the quarterback, Kunick, is going to be hemmed in at midfield. Good defensive pursuit there by Elm Creek. Skyler Schoenhofer over there, 189-pound senior defensive tackle.
They lost 5 on that play, and he's lucky that's all they lost. It's like the end of the quarter there, Craig.
All right, when we come back in the second quarter, it's going to be a 3rd down and 5 for Randolph. We'll be back in a minute here on 98.9 FM with high school football playoff action.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activities. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
The group at Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg would like to wish the Elm Creek athletes the best of luck. Stop in today at Pony Express Chevrolet and see the great selection of new and used GM vehicles in stock. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
The catch, John Goobles. He's a 6'3", 185-pound tight end on that attempt at 3rd and 15. So the wheels fell off on the loss, the option play the time earlier. And Randolph will have to kick it away again to Foster and Oreta. The punter, Kyle, standing at his 35-yard line. Daniel Kyle, 6'2", 185. Nice snap. Puts the leg to this one. Goes down inside the 20. Takes a Randolph bounce to the 15, 14-yard line. And Elm Creek will start deepest of the afternoon.
36-yard punt, no return. I think Randolph probably happy with that. Yeah, this will be the deepest that Elm Creek will start.
This ball really about the 14-yard line of Elm Creek. Just underway, 11:48 now in the second period, as Elm Creek will go from west to east for the first time this afternoon. No stun to worry about. Fake the handoff, back to pass. Turning around, intercepted at about the 34-yard line. The pass intended for Oreta, and Kyles came up with the interception. First turnover of the afternoon, and it comes in Randolph's favor. So that sets Randolph in business with 11:42 and a half at the 34-yard line of Elm Creek after the turnover. Kyle stays in the ball game, goes wide to the left side, single setback with the quarterback, Tunick.
We'll see if that's
the handoff to him. He's back to pass. Fires. He's got a man on the sideline. It is complete inside the 20-yard line. Clint Black is the recipient on that. The 6'2", 160-pound junior hauled that in and was pushed out of bounds at the 17-yard line.
Got a 12-yard gain on that one.
Clock at 11:34, stopped with the out-of-bounds on the first down, and it'll be first and 10 now for Randolph. They send Kyles wide to the left side, and they got John Google split out wide to the right side. Slots both ways, Kent to the right. Single setback is Burback. And it looks like the quarterback was not expecting the snap. He picks it up, throws it over in the flat. It's incomplete to Kyles, but it looked to me like he was looking to his right side, and the center snapped the ball prematurely, and they dodged the bullet on that one because Elm Creek could eat you up on a turnover if he'd have fumbled that ball. Incompletion as it is, 2nd down 10 now. Ball still inside the 20-yard line of Elm Creek.
The quarterback has a nice tight spiral when he does throw it. I mean, if he gets can gets the time to throw and those guys can hang on to it, it could make a game out of this.
Steps wide to the right side. Shotgun formation. He'll keep it himself. Goes directly to the running back. Burback takes the snap directly and falls forward for about 2 yards. That's the first time we've seen him snap directly to the running back, Scott Burback. And it gets him about a yard. Third down and pretty strong, 8 yards to go.
Yeah.
Three wide receivers to the right side. Kyle's the lone man to the left side. Kemp is in the backfield now as they go kind of wildcat, and they snap it directly again to Burback. And Burback gets inside the 15-yard line to about the 13. That time the quarterback was not in the backfield to take the snap. He had two running backs, Kent and Burback, in there with him. And it'll bring up fourth down, or I should say instead of him, fourth down and 5 yards to go. My suspicion is Randolph tries this one. This time they're back again, Burback standing parallel with Tunick, the quarterback, wide both ways, slots both ways, low snap, active pass, Tunick. He's pressured, has to fire off his back foot, up for grabs, intercepted in the end zone by Elm Creek. That Crowley with the interception for the Buffaloes, as he just put that one up for grabs, Crowley could have got a fair catch on that. 10:05 to go, and a turnover now for Randall on the Crowley INT.
Big interception. Well, it helped them. Well, they were down on the 14-yard line. The interception brings it out to the 20. Otherwise, they would have got it there on the 14 if it had just batted it down.
So the touch in the end zone makes it first and 10 at the 20-yard line of Elm Creek. 10:05 to go in the first half. They go to hand off to Foster again. He battles his way to the 25, 30, spins to the 35-yard line. Tackle made there by Eric Hazelhorst. Grabs Roger Hazelhorst in there.
That's 14-yard gain. Just spinning and turning, running up the middle.
What's impressive, too, about Foster is, yeah, he can sprint away from you on 70 yards, but he's not going to let you get him down after 10 either.
That carry just gave him 100 yards already rushing.
Deuce backfield. Wingman to the right side. Wide to the left. That's a rate of handoff. Goes straight up the middle to Reeves this time. And he gets not much. They do that every so often just to keep the defense honest. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go for the 7-1 Buffaloes. Trying to go deep into the playoffs here. They went 3 games before being beaten by Blue Hill last year. Laredo out to the right side. Wingman is off to the left. Under center, the quarterback. Hand off on the reverse. And boy, they smell that one out. He's going to get tackled back at about the 27 or 8-yard line of Elm Creek. They mark, actually, they give him progress just inside the 30, but it'll still be about a 5-yard loss for Elm Creek.
Who ran that one, Craig?
That was Greg Lang, the wingback, on the reverse. And there was a lot of, it looked like a telephone booth stuff in contest.
Well, there was a lot of stuff going on in the backfield, almost like a trick play. They were doing other things back there with the backs, and it's kind of hard to describe.
Single setback now.
Randolph knew what was going on.
Slot man is the wingman to the right side. They put Foster in motion. Under center is Meyer. Back to pass. Fires long, and it is almost intercepted over the head of Kyles again. That was intended for Greg Lang. At least he was the closest guy around, but Meyer just went back and heaved it. Now they got a fourth down and 15, a punting situation for the Buffaloes. Kyle's history proves accurate. We'll be back to receive the kick, but they are not trusting that Elm Creek is actually going to kick it because they don't have any safety men back at all. Kyle would be the guy. He's standing just in back of the line of scrimmage to keep him honest. What a block punt! The ball is loose at the 19-yard line. A nice block there. Michael Kent in and took it off the toe of the Elm Creek kicker. And
shoot, no use going back to return a punt if you're going to have everybody go in and just block it.
The block punt by Kent of Randolph puts great field position in the hands of the Cardinals, just inside the 20-yard line.
two backs standing on either side of Tunick, the quarterback. They give it off to Burbeck, and Burbeck falls forward for maybe a yard.
Well, I don't know the way the ref's standing there. He got 2 inches. They didn't move that big any, did they?
You're right. I'm way generous in my old age. The second down and 10 of Cully. Tunick goes to the sideline to pick up the play from Mark Leach. Rob, I've called him Mike Leach all afternoon. From Taylor, Nebraska, originally. Then Kyle's wide out to the left side, and again, they've got the two running backs standing on each side of Tunick. One wide out to the right side. Fake it to the running back. Back to pass. Tyler across the middle, almost picked off again. That time, Dalton Bork on defense for Elm Creek, and it'll be third down and 10 as Randolph having trouble capitalizing on the block punt by Kent. Clock stopped at 7:37. It's 14-0 Elm Creek on top. If you're just joining us, thank you for being here. And if you're just joining us, you don't know that it could have been 21-0 because Foster had a 55-yard run called back on a hold. That was way early in the ballgame. Tunick, quarterback, shotgun formation. Burbeck standing with him. They got trips wide to the right side. Back to pass, looking to that side. He's got a man inside the 10 to the 5. Breaks way in for the touchdown. That is Clint Lackis. And it is 14-6. Randolph does capitalize.
Got a 19-yard touchdown pass there.
Drive starts just inside the 20-yard line and culminates in that pass to Lackett. Now it looks like Kyles is going to do the kicking here. Right-footed kicker. Good snap. Kick is up. Kick is good. Collectively, we are 3-for-3 on the extra points. Two of those extra points go to Elm Creek because they're leading. 14-7. Randolph just scored. We're back with the kickoff by Randolph in 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC. Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Randolph on specialty teams play with a block punt, capitalizing with the block punt, downing the ball at the 20-yard line of Elm Creek. We're able to take the ball in. Tunick to Lackers pass of 19 yards. Extra point was good by Kyles, and it's 14-7. And Elm Creek will get the kickoff. Reeves and Foster standing back in the return position just inside their 10-yard line. Right-footed kicker squibs it to the 30-yard line. Foster lets it go through his legs back to the 15. He'll come back up the other way, goes to the left side, got some blocking, 25.
He gets
Foster, 30, 45, 40. Foster, midfield, takes it to the 40. He'll go all the way. 10, 5, Garrett Foster.
No flag.
90-yard kickoff return, and the special teams come up big here for both teams early in this first-round game.
Would you get that on the 15?
Well, he had to go back to the 10 to pick it up because it went between his legs. So I'm going to give him a 90-yard. 90-yard return as it went through his legs. He had to pick it up at about the 10-yard line. And then just turned on that speed as he got a wall of blockers down the left sideline. And Gavin Mitchell coming in to do the place kick. Ball spotted at the 10-yard line on the extra point attempt. Areta is the holder. And the kick is up, and the kick is good. And it is now 21-7. Elm Creek on the Derek Foster 90-yard kickoff return has the lead again by 14. We'll be back with more high school action on 98.9 FM and KKPR.com in a half minute.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Catch another Valentino score update here on 98.9. Crofton leads Cozad 7-0 in the second quarter. 28-14 over St. Mary's in the second quarter. Elm Creek, Overton leads Clearwater 33-8. That is in the fourth quarter. And, of course, we've got a 21-7 score here. Elm Creek leading Randolph on the 90-yard Foster kickoff return just a moment ago. Valentino delivers the pizza, we deliver the scores, and they just delivered a kickoff now. Back to Randolph, taking it at the 15-yard line. Kent has it, and with that big old cast, hangs on and gets a nice run back out to the 39-yard line of Randolph. So they'll start at their own 39, decent field position with 7:05 to go in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up.
Yeah, good field position, 40-yard line. We'll see what that kickoff return that Foster had does to Randolph, whether they get back in here or not.
You may not want to score another touchdown. That's going to happen. Put Kent in motion right to left. Shotgun handoff goes to the running back, Burback, again. And Burback gets up to close to the 45-yard line. That's a pickup there about 5 yards on first down. But again, for a team that described itself as a spread formation, we really haven't seen any vertical passing to speak of, and really not a lot of dink and dunk sort of stuff. It's been a lot of running.
Yeah, they have, and it's all been Burback.
Couple wide receivers in a bunch to the left side. Kyle's to the right, handoff Burback, and he's going to be stopped. Right as he took the handoff, that's going to be no gain and a loss of about two. Puts it back to the 41-yard line of Randolph.
I think he even lost three on that, Craig. He
fooled no one on that. I think that was Shane Hoffer in there again. Brendan Geyer might have been in there. So it could be third down and about 8 yards to go, and Randolph's going to call a timeout. So will we. 6:05 to go, first half. Elm Creek 21, Randolph 7, back in 1 minute on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
What's your favorite workout? Swimming, racquetball, Pilates, lifting, aerobics, cardio exercise? Guess who can get you in shape with all of these and more? It's where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. It's our Grand Island YMCA.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Third and eight. Randolph called that timeout. They fake the handoff, back to pass. Tunick, and he fires, and I think it's complete to Google's the tight end over on the far side, inside Elm Creek territory at the 47-yard line. John Google's extended himself and took that one in for the first down. Nice play.
Well, I'll tell you what, the only place he could throw it that wouldn't have been intercepted, great reception. He stretched out there. And
by the way, these are benchmarks in the school life of a lot of folks. If you want to download a podcast of this play-by-play, brought to you by Midway Chevrolet, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, go to KKPR.com. It's free. Handoff, Blackis on a reverse, and that is fooling nobody. Oredo over there, and he knocks him for no gain at the 47-yard line. Clock at 5:30, and it's rolling. 21-7, Elm Creek has the lead. Been a fun game so far.
Well, they ended up giving him a yard. I can't believe. Generous on their spot on that one.
We will have the Pleasanton Potter Dix game. That one delayed by snow out west because Potter Dix couldn't get here. That'll be 3:30 pregame. Doug Duda with the call tomorrow right here on 98.9. Back to pass. Tunick fires across the middle. He's got a man. Kyle's in another's hands. And he drops the ball at the 30-yard line. Defending on the play there was Dalton Bork.
Well, that's a beautiful pass. He should have had it.
He had a nice touch on that one and a penalty marker down inside the 50-yard line. And that may
be a decision time
for Elm Creek here. They're going to take the play or the penalty, and I think they're going to march him back.
Yeah.
They're talking over there to Mitchell, the captain on the field, Gavin Mitchell. Holding penalty, they're going to mark it back all the way inside their own 40-yard line.
15 yards.
That one's going to leave a mark. Randolph now facing second down and 10. I'm going to call it second down, about 25 yards to go.
Actually, I said 15. It was 10 yards from the spot of the
right
foul or the hold.
Googles comes wide out to the right side. Kemp is the slot man to the right side. Slot to the left as well. Shotgun handoff onto the late. Burbeck's got a running room up to the 50. And he got back about half of the yard as needed for the first down. That was a nice call on the delay to Burbeck. And it'll be third down and 14 yards to go. So almost half the yard distance they needed. But they got to make it here. It's punted away again. Wide both ways. Slots both ways. Shotgun. Burbeck stands in the backfield along with Tunick, the quarterback. Calls it out. Low snap, back to pass. Tunick fires again across the middle. Got Kent there at the 30, and he drops it at the 25-yard line. Was it an interception or a fumble? Kent, again, has a big cast on his left hand, and he is having a hard time hanging on to those passes. I give him credit for being able to play, but, wow, he was open on that one, and I think under normal circumstances, he probably would have gotten it. He's a pretty good ball player.
Yeah, I thought it was a completion and a fumble, but the ref said no, and that's not had it long enough.
That's fourth down and 15 yards to go. And Kyle's is punting. Twin safeties inside the 25 for Elm Creek. Oreda watches it go over his head and go out of bounds inside the 10. But we'll see where they angle it. They're going to put Elm Creek fairly deep in their own territory on that kick. Went out of bounds, they say, at the 11-yard line.
40-yard punt. Looked real good.
The second good punt of the afternoon for Randolph. Kyle has an interception and a couple of nice kicks. First down 10. Buffaloes at their 11-yard line. Under center. And the handoff goes to Reeves over on the right side. He'll push things forward about 4 or 5 yards. Five-yard gain there, giving him second down 5 for Elm Creek as they break the huddle. And they send Oreda wide to the left side. And Foster goes wide to the right this time. The tight end is a slot man to the right side. Hand off. Foster coming around from that flank. He's got some running room, and then it quickly seals up at about the 20-yard line. But even at that, he picked up a few yards, and it will be a manageable down and distance here. Third down and 2. That was a long way to run for Derek Foster. He came from way wide to the right side of the offense and then took it, cut back. And I thought he might have had a lane there, but they sealed it up quickly for Randolph, and he got enough for a third down and call it a long one, short 2 yards to go. Ball spotted at the 20. It started at the 11, so there you go. Deuce backfield. Handoff goes straight up the middle. Reeves has got it. Spins for the first down out to about the 27 or 8-yard line. Mike Reeves, a 5'7", 155-pound bowling ball senior. Makes a first down for Elm Creek, and it'll be first down and 10.
Every time they
the 33-yard line.
Sorry, they try to key on Foster, and then Reeves just picks up the important yards for him.
Try that again at the 28-yard line. Eye formation, Foster dots the eye. Reeves goes in motion. He'll block for Foster, gets the carry, and he's up to the 35-yard line. And they come in so many ways with Foster. Foster's slow getting up, but he's going to go back to Huddle. He's all right. You got
hit on the knee there, looks like. Nothing serious. A little bruise.
Well, we hope not.
Got a little hitch in his get-along. Let's see if he shakes it off here. He stays in the ballgame. Goes kind of on a wing in the offset deuce backfield, wide both ways. Fake the handoff. Now give it to Reeves on the delay. And he gets not much. Third down and 3 yards to go. Elm Creek has to get to the 38-yard line or thereabouts. As the clock is at 1:56, it's 21-7. Elm Creek on top. They've had the lead the entire time. Randolph blocked it punt, took it in from 19 yards out, and on the ensuing kickoff, Derek Foster took it back the other way 90 yards to maintain that 14-point lead that Elm Creek has had virtually the entire ballgame.
You know, it was interesting on that kickoff return. You know, Foster, it was a squib kick. It went through his leg,
through his
hands, and he had to turn around and run back 10 yards and get it.
And it's the old cliche. You know, sometimes that works in your favor because the pursuers overrun, the blockers have a chance to reassemble, and that's exactly what he did. He found a wall reforming over on the left side, and he just took it down the lane, and with that speed, took it 90 with no problem.
Well, we'll see what Elm Creek's going to try to do here. They got just under 2 minutes.
Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll give you some scores, give you some stats. Dalton Meyer, the quarterback under center. Reeves directly in back of him. Lang, the wingman off the left side. Handoff goes to Reeves. Got running room, got a first down. Twisted across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. And Elm Creek lives to fight another day and another set of downs here. Ball will be spotted just outside the 40-yard line. Inside Elm Creek territory. Now they go hurry up. Center is over the ball. Thomas Zeckler. Under center. Quarterback takes the run, back to pass, looks for the tight end, and he's covered. Larrington covered nicely over there by Tunick, the quarterback, and safety. Now there's an Elm Creek player down in the backfield.
I think it's Ureta.
I
don't know if he got hit.
That's the thing about high school football. We don't have any replay here to tell you exactly what happened. All attention was directed at the attempted pass completion. Areta is laying at about the 35-yard line being attended to there. As I said, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll get you up to speed on some scores. We'll set the other broadcasts that we have for you. Pleasanton and Potter Dix will be broadcast after all. They had an odd starting time planned, and they were kind of the odd guys out as far as our scheduling was concerned. We couldn't get it in. We wanted to. And then the snowstorm came in to western Nebraska, stopped Potter Dix from getting over to Pleasanton, so that set up the opportunity for us to bring you that one tomorrow. So Doug Duda on the call from Pleasanton tomorrow, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock will be the kickoff. That's one of about three. No, it doesn't either. Gavin Mitchell.
On the lineman.
Mitchell, but he does the kicking, too, so that's not a good thing for Elm Creek.
Yes, I thought it was interesting that Potter Dix said it was closer for him to go to Denver than it was to Pleasanton.
No, weather's no better than Denver. Come out here, at least you get out of the snow. Denver's getting socked as well. Second down and 10 now for Elm Creek. Reeves directly in back of Meyer, the quarterback, under center. Wingman to the left side, hand off to Reeves. He's got nothing. Stopped at about the 30-yard line and brought back as a third down at about 12 yards to go. Minute 31 on the clock, and it is still running. Mitchell is sitting on the bench. They're not icing him down or anything. He might have just been shaken up. A deal like that, he might have gotten the wind knocked out of him, might have twisted his leg.
He's kind of holding that leg off the ground. Left leg.
Areta, who I said was down before, I hate to do that, I apologize. I thought that was him, though, but he is hale and hearty and split out wide to the left side. Deuce backfield, sending a man in motion. They go to the Lang, rolling to the right side, and they pick it up to the tight end, Larrington. He's got it at the 45-yard line. That'll bring up fourth down and 6 yards to go. Now, the question is, do they just kick it away and play defense, Or do they try it here? I think they turn it over.
That is
downs at Randolph.
Mitchell do the punting too?
Yeah.
The last punt was blocked, so I'm sure they got that on their mind. And then Randolph has nobody back again.
Kyles would be the deep man. He is standing inside his 45-yard line.
He's the deep man's only 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
I could be wrong. Langenfacher doing the kicking. I honestly don't know if he was the primary punter or not. Timeout's going to be called here by Randolph. So we'll take at least a half a minute. Half a minute timeout. Your score with 50 seconds to go in the first half. Elm Creek continues to lead Randolph 21-7. You're listening to high school football playoff action on 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lawrence specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
All right, Randolph took that time out, and it's fourth down.
You got 50 seconds
and
left.
And they're going to see if they can force the ball back from Elm Creek. Wang standing back at his 30-yard line. Kunick is back in the return position in single safety inside the 35. It's a high kick. Kunick will let it roll inside the 30. And it does inside to about the 27-yard line for Elm Creek.
About a 35-yard punt there.
Cardinals take over first and 10 inside their 30-yard line. So with 41.6 seconds to go on the clock, first period, first half clock, you would think that a spread team might be able to make some go on this. We'll see. They send Goobles out wide to the right side. Left side is Kyles. They go trips to the right side with Kint and Lackis there. Shotgun formation by Tunick. Takes the handoff, back to pass, looking downfield, goes to the short man, Lackis. And he'll get about 5 yards. Ball squirts out, and we'll see if it's incomplete or a fumble.
I think they got to call it complete and then fumble.
Or maybe it was just down, because they're not going to mark it back to where the ball squirted. So it'll be second down, a pickup of about 5 yards there on second down. And six to go. Clock now at about 15 seconds, so they'll probably just kneel it and go to the halftime. KKPR Kearney, Grand Island Hastings.
Try to get
second
it
up. Game tonight, Kearney Catholic at Rosanna. That'll be an interesting matchup. Shotgun formation. It's right side. Ball on the ground. It is still on the ground. Elm Creek trying to pick it up and go in, but they can't. Everything is down. Clock is down to zero, and that is the end of the first half of play. With your score, the Elm Creek Buffaloes 21 and the Randolph Cardinals 7. We'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up in 2 minutes here on 98.9 FM. KKPR.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Stop in and see Kelly and Robin at Kelly's Auto in Elm Creek. If the car or truck you want isn't there, they can get it for you. Kelly's Auto in Elm Creek is a proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back, Craig Eckert and Gene Beerbaum back here at the Orlando Sanitation Halftime Report. We're at Elm Creek, where the Buffaloes lead the Cardinals of Randolph 21-7. Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Whether it's commercial or residential, anywhere in Buffalo County, your trash is their business at Ravenna Sanitation. Here's the way things opened up. In fact, it opened up in spectacular fashion with the first time that Derek Foster touched the ball from scrimmage. He spread it 55 yards into the end zone for a touchdown, but it was called back on a hold. And punts ensued, 0-0 finally. Foster got into got his hands on the ball with 8 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the first period and dashed 70 yards, and with 8-11 on the scoreboard clock and a successful point after with 7-0. A punt by Randolph was answered by an 18-yard run by Mark Reeves for Elm Creek, the fullback, and he put the Buffaloes up 14-0 after the extra point. A punt, and then a couple of interceptions. Kyles for Randolph intercepted the pass. They could not capitalize on it as the pass into the end zone was picked off by Crowley for Elm Creek. So back-to-back exchanges there. Then a blocked punt on the unsuccessful attempt by the Buffaloes to capitalize on that interception. Randolph blocked a punt by Elm Creek. Couldn't take it to the house immediately, but got the ball at the 19-yard line of Elm Creek, and a pass from Tunick to Lackus, 19 yards, made it 14-7. Randolph, look, they got back into the deal, down by 7 points. Not so. Derek Foster took the ensuing kickoff, some 90 yards on the return, sprinted down the sideline after actually letting the kickoff go through his legs, picked it up. Everybody was kind of off a half a step. He took it around the left side, and with his terrific speed, brought it back to the house 90 yards. And that's where we are right now with a 21-7 score at halftime. We'll take a break and catch up with some stats here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on 98.9 FM, KKPR.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. L&S Tire and Towing in Elm Creek, along with J&L Sinclair in Overton, would like to take this time to wish the area teams best of luck in the game. For everything you need to keep your vehicle on the road, L&S Tire and Towing and J&L Sinclair has it.
Stop in and see Kelly and Robin at Kelly's Auto in Elm Creek. If the car or truck you want isn't there, they can get it for you. Kelly's Auto in Elm Creek is a proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
Craig Ecker, Gene Beerbaum back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Round one of high school football. This is C2, the number one seeded Elm Creek Buffaloes with a 21-7 lead over the number 16 seed Randolph Cardinals right now. And started out as a questionable day as far as weather is concerned really turned out just to be kind of a brisk fall afternoon. I want to have Chris Bazinet from the Kearney Hub is up here. Is it raining down there in the field yet? Or
just got a drizzle. A little bit of drizzle is about it, but
certainly manageable, a lot better than last time Gene and I were at Elm Creek in the playoffs, and that was against Blue Hill, and that was a nasty night. That was a nasty night for Elm Creek as well. Do we have some stats here individually? Foster just writes the book himself most of the time, so you get his stats, you get a majority of the stats.
Well, it's interesting.
For Elm Creek.
Derek Foster's had 8 carries for 110 yards. Mike Reeves, the other back, he's got a few more carries. He got 11 of them, 37 yards. He's had the tough ones in there when they've needed it, though. They've picked up some big first downs with his carries. Dalton Myers only got 1 carry for 8 yards, and Greg Lang, the wide receiver, has got 2 carries and probably about a minus, or no, he got 4 yards. He had 1 minus 7 and 11-yard carry on that. Passing-wise, Elm Creek's 2 out of 6 and 1 interception. Randolph, of course, their workhorse has been that Scott Burback. He's carried 12 times for 40 yards. And the other, the quarterback, he's had 2 carries. One was actually, he was trying to pass and he got sacked, so he's credited with losing 15 yards. And then Mike Kent, the other back, got a 14-yard carry. And as far as passing, the Tunick, the quarterback with a 55% is not getting that tonight or this afternoon. He's only 4-13, and then he's also got an interception. So he throws a nice pass, and he's had some guys open. They've dropped him. They start catching his passes. They could get back in this ballgame.
Well, again, I don't know when the injury occurred, but Michael Kent, the running back slash wing back receiver, it has a huge cast on his left arm, and 2 of those incompletions could have been completed, I think, had he not had that cast on there.
He's basically trying to catch with one hand.
Yeah, they were kind of a difficult deal to begin with, and then you're trying to catch one hand with a cold football and that club not really doing a lot of good as far as being able to feel the football coming into your body. So he's had a tough one. We'll continue with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll get you updated on some scores when we come back.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lawrence specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Craig Ecker, Gene Beerbaum back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your Elm Creek Randolph score 21-7 in favor of the Buffaloes of Elm Creek here, round one of the C2 playoffs. And here's what we got going on, probably wrapping up or wrapped up by now. I don't have the final yet, I don't think, but I'll see if it's coming in. Overton was leading Clearwater Orchard. That's on KXPN with Doug Duda and Tony Davis. The Eustis Farnham Silver Lake game is on KICS 1550. That kicked off a couple of minutes ago with the Blaine Buellis. Kearney Catholic is at Ravenna for a rematch of an earlier in the season shellacking by Kearney Catholic over Ravenna. I think it was 22-0, wasn't it?
At least.
And Randy Bushcutter will have that call here on 98.9 tonight, pregame at 6:30. Battle Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia on 12:30 a.m. KHAS with Mike Will. You can also pick that up on the internet at hastingslink.com. I'm hopping on the I-80 expressway after this one, going over to Giltner, Franklin and Giltner on KLIQ 94.5. We'll have a pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on that one. Get to hear the talent of the quarterback most for Giltner, who broke Scott Frost's all-time D1
passing record. And as I said, in looking at him, if he had just a little more height, he'd be talking a recruiting war for him, too, because he's got an amazing arm for a high school quarterback. Amherst at Arapahoe, that'll be on KXPN 1460 tonight. And all of these games are streamed on the respective websites. Go to kkpr.com, right on the front page. You'll see what we're talking about. And if you want a podcast of it, brought to you by Midway Chevrolet and Midway Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, you can download that. It's absolutely free. Okay, now, let's give you some updates here in scores. The scoring update brought to you by Valentino's. And I think I have one brand new one just coming in. And that has Crofton leading Cozad 7-0 in the third quarter. Loomis is on top of St. Mary's 28-14 in the third quarter. Overton did beat Clearwater 39-8. Elm Creek, of course, here with a 21-7 lead over Randolph. So Overton, that score is final. Overton winning 39-8 up the road at Overton. And tomorrow, by the way, because of the severe snowstorm out west, we will be able to bring you the Pleasanton game. We didn't think we'd be able to. The scheduling conflicts, the Potter Dicks got delayed by their snow out west. So we'll have that ball game on right here on 98.9 FM tomorrow at the same time. It'll kick off a little after 4 o'clock, pregame at 3:30 here on KKPR and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web. So those updates brought to you by Valentino's. Valentino's delivers the pizza, and we deliver you the scores right here. Elm Creek is about ready to deliver the second half of this ball game. They'll be kicking off to Randolph. We'll take a two-minute timeout and remind you you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR, and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web. Back in two.
Huggins has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The group at Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg would like to wish the Elm Creek athletes the best of luck. Stop in today at Pony Express Chevrolet and see the great selection of new and used GM vehicles in stock. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Stop in and see Kelly and Robin at Kelly's Auto in Elm Creek. If the car or truck you want isn't there, they can get it for you. Kelly's Auto in Elm Creek is a proud supporter of all area high school sports.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
Back again. We're about set for the second half kickoff here. A couple of minutes away for Elm Creek and the Cardinals of Randolph. Let me just go down the brackets here for you and talk about who they have to play if they do hang on and win here, because Elm Creek is only up by 14 points, and Randolph has shown a capacity toward the unexpected, and the special teams especially.
But Stanton Creighton are playing at 6 o'clock tonight. That's the other bracket. So the winner of this plays the winner of the Stanton Creighton game. And those teams are seeded number 9 and 8, respectively. Then on that same bigger bracket, Harlingen Central Catholic and Thayer Central are playing about now. Kearney Catholic Ravenna, a game we'll have here on 98.9 tonight with Don Leese and Randy Bushcutter at 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 for the kickoff. That is the fourth matchup on this top bracket here in C2. So the winners there would play them next week, and then Tuesday the 10th for the semis, and then the championship is Tuesday the 17th November. Excuse me, that's the semifinals. Then the finals are Tuesday the 24th. So it goes Thursday, then because the Huskers have a home game that coming weekend. The championship games are early week, and so we go Thursday this week, Wednesday the week after, Tuesday the week after that, and then in the case of C2, it'll be Tuesday for the championship. That'll be on the 24th of November, the front end of Thanksgiving week. Did I just say that front end of Thanksgiving week already? My word, I just made November go by.
Craig, I think it's important to at least let the Elm Creek fans know that number 66, Gavin Mitchell, is out. You know, he was hurt there. You know, came off the field kind of slow, but he's going to be doing the kicking off to start the half here, so it looks like he's all right. I think everybody would be glad to hear that.
Talking about Pleasant and having to be rescheduled. Shadron Boone Central had to be rescheduled until tomorrow as well. North Platte St. Pat's and Perkins County had to be rescheduled until tomorrow. Pleasanton was the other one, and then Mullen, Lynch, Spalding Academy, and Hyannis also rescheduled until tomorrow, all because of that nasty Nebraska early weather. It'll be Elm Creek, the aforementioned Mr. Mitchell, going to be kicking off here momentarily.
That's kind of interesting. I noticed that at halftime, Elm Creek players all went into the bus, got out of the weather, and maybe warmed up a little bit. Randolph stayed out on the field. They did not get out of the weather. So it'll be interesting to see if that makes any difference.
All right. Standing back at about the 10-yard line of Randolph is Kyles, the special teams maven, wideout. And it's going to be Kitt who comes up and makes the return at the 20-25 at the 35-yard line. Michael Kitt with the big club on his left hand.
And a flag.
Holds the ball in the right. A flag comes in. He gets it out to the 40-yard line. So a nice start in the second half for Randolph. But we'll see what happens here on the flag. It probably is going to walk Randolph back. They're talking to Elm Creek. They're going to walk him back here on either a cliff or block to the back.
Block to the back. Illegal. The hands.
Michael Kent, the receiver, all-purpose back, has a cast on his left hand. He dropped two passes probably because of that in the first half, but he's still hanging in there. Got a nice return, but he just got called back. So it'll be first and 10 at the 29-yard line of Randolph for Randolph. Pitch. Burback. Can't make the corner. Gets it about back to the line of scrimmage at the 29.
Number 16, Dalton Meyer, he came in that linebacker spot and really plugged that. That looked like it was going to be well blocked and well run out, and all of a sudden he just came out of nowhere and shot the gap.
Second down, still just about 10 yards to go. As Randolph breaks the huddle and they send Kyle out wide to the left side. Black is wide to the right side. Wingman is Kent off the left wing. Shotgun. They picked off by Zach Cowley as he grabbed the play. It was going to go out as a wideout screen, and he led it and took it to the house. Touchdown by Zach Crowley, the running back, defensive back. Second interception of the afternoon for Crowley, and it is 27-7 for Elm Creek. Wow, that was a heads-up play by Crowley.
You could see that he was, I don't know, just like he knew that play was going to develop. And he just read that all the way, and it was one of those passes you throw way out to the flat, and if there's nobody out, I mean, it's just those two, the receiver and the defensive guy, and nobody there to stop
it. Mitchell, sidewinder, right-footed kicker, puts it up, and it is good. And an explosive start here in the second half. Elm Creek gets a defensive touchdown on the interception by Crowley, and it is 28-7. The Buffaloes by 21 over Randolph. We'll take 30 back with more high school football action.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Well, Elm Creek has struck on special teams and defensively on turnovers a couple of different ways. They haven't had really, Gene, many extended drives at all.
No, it was a big plays.
Big plays, a 70-yard run by Derek Foster, a 90-yard TD run by Foster, a pickoff there by Crowley, took it back to the house, and it's 28-7 now. The kickoff by Elm Creek, muffed by Quick Kent. He has to come back, picked up at the 15, slips now. And he tries to make some positive yardage. He'll be hemmed in and tackled at the 17-yard line.
Well, there's a lot of running there for 2 yards.
Well, I'll say. Michael Kent on the year has 316 rushing yards. And actually on receiving has 14 receptions for 209, but he dropped a couple in the first half with that big old cast that he had. So Randolph now, coming back after suffering that interception. They go with the spread. Shotgun formation. Tunick back to pass. Scrambling, going to his right, fires downfield, and it's going to be intercepted again by Elm Creek. This time I think it's Reeves in the defensive backfield. Nope, it is Gavin Mitchell in the defensive backfield. The young man who banged up his leg in the first half, and he's still a little bit light on that one leg. But he picked the interception up, and that is two consecutive now. This one will set up Elm Creek first and 10 at the 43-yard line of Randolph.
Well, it's good to see that Gavin Mitchell's playing well after that injury and been really key here.
10:41 on the clock in the third period. And up goes straight up the middle. That time it is Reeves. And he'll get about 5 or 6 yards on the carry. Be a little less than that now. They mark it second down. It'll be about 6 to go. 4 yards on the play. Second down. Ball spotted just inside the 40-yard line of Randolph now.
Yeah, the quarterback for Randolph, he tried forcing that one in. There were just too many defenders back there. To
Meyer is under center. Deuce backfield. Reeves right in back of him. They hand it off on the cross buck to Foster. He's got some running room. Weaves to the first down and then a little more as he squirts down to about the 31-yard line. So Foster that time goes between the tackles and uses that elusive cutback ability, zigzag down for the first down. Elm Creek trying to capitalize on their second interception in a row. First one, Zach Crowley did it all himself. Took it back 20 yards on the fly. This time, the interception was back at the 40. And Elm Creek now in offense, shotgun formation. They go to Foster, right side, looking for the cutback. Got a wall, got it. 25, Foster inside to about the 18-yard line.
He just kind of waited back there and followed his blockers nicely.
Nice wall set up. He had three blue jerseys in front of him, and he just kind of snuck back the other way on the cutback and got another first down for Elm Creek.
About 12 yards on that.
Randolph has not been in the playoffs since 2005. One of their goals was to get there. They did it. They're 4-4 coming in here. They lost big to Ponca, which was the number one seed in the other side of the C2 bracket. Hand off on the quick trap to Reeves. Gets inside to 10. And Elm Creek.
Well, he picked up big yards.
Close to another first down. It'll be second down and 2 yards to go. They need to get just inside the 10 for the first down. Clock at 9:09 and running in period number 3. Kearney Catholic Ravenna right here on 98.9 tonight.
That ought to be a dandy. Deuce backfield. Meyer fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Left side, got the 10, got the 5, and spins inside the 4-yard line. That'll be the first down, though, and it'll be first down goal to go now for Elm Creek. This may be the longest consistent drive the Buffaloes have had, or actually had to have, but as they're trying to capitalize on a turnover, an interception by Mitchell off of quarterback Mitch Tunick for Randolph. Under center, Meyer now. Deuce backfield, put a man in motion. That's Lang. They go left. Hand off to Reeves. He gets inside the 5 into...
Randolph's jumping up and down.
Like, turning up and down like they fumbled the ball, and the referees are saying touchback. So the fumble that time by Reeves into the end zone, and the Cardinals will recover. Wow, there's a turn of events.
I didn't see it come out, but I could see the Randolph player jumping up and down. They knew it.
And the referees didn't even think twice. They started waving that there.
Well, we'll see if that puts a little spark back in Randolph.
Okay, signal here. All right, so Randolph gets it back out at the 20-yard line. And they dodge a bullet. Elm Creek was trying to put this baby away by going up by another 7. They're up 28-7 right now. 4 touchdowns would have been too much to ask for Randolph. Now, if they come back the other way, you never know. They go shotgun. Well, they got a bunch wide to the bunch off the wing on the left side. Wide out is Kyle to the right side. Pitch. Burback. Can't find the corner. Gets out to about the 21 or 2. And he's pushed back there by Areta. And also by Skyler Shanehofer. And it'll bring up second down and about 7.
3 yards on that carry. Randolph needs something positive to happen if they're going to get back in this game. They've had 2 possessions and both only 2 plays other than this one now, and both were interceptions.
Adam Tunick, the quarterback, stands 6'6", 180. He can sling the ball. He's had a hard time finding an open receiver. And, of course, he suffered 2 interceptions here already in the second half. 3 for the game. Shotgun. Trips to the left side, off the bunch, back to pass. He fires long, and it's almost intercepted and then almost caught before it falls incomplete. Went in and out of the hands of Crowd up on Dalton Bork, and then in and out of the hands of Kyles. So 2 guys had a shot at it. Nobody came down with it. Stops the clock at 7:35. To go in the third. Third down and 7 now. Randolph coming off the fumble recovery in the end zone, the one that Elm Creek had hoped would put the ball game out of reach, and they didn't quite get there. I'm surprised. Well, we've had a couple of fumbles. I guess it hasn't been a totally clean ball game. But it is a little colder than these guys have been used to playing. Again, the shotgun, low snap, back to pass, being pressured, fires downfield, and it is in and out of the hands of an Elm Creek defender, and then Goobles almost, the tight end, Goobles almost was able to fall back on the ball and pick off a spectacular reception, but again, it fell harmlessly to the turf ultimately. And it's going to be fourth down and a lot to go. Fourth down and about 6 or 7 to go now. Punt formation. Kyle standing back inside his 10-yard line. And Foster is double safety with Areta inside the 45. Kind of a line shot. Howitzer bounces to the 50. Foster takes it the other way to the 40. Foster 35 to the near sideline. And he goes out of bounds. Actually, he's tackled just inbound at the 35 right in front of the Randolph bench. He looked like he was kind of looking at the green there.
Yeah, he didn't hesitate at all, did he?
Uh-huh.
He was
an unusual kind of kick. And he took it on the bounce and came back the other way just as quick as a hiccup. He got the first down now for Elm Creek at the 35 of Randolph. Back to pass. Meyer has a man across the middle, and that is Foster. His reception brings the ball to the 26-yard line.
That fumble in the end zone by Elm Creek, not capitalized upon by Randolph. And now, with 6:55 to go, Elm Creek has the ball, second down, 2 yards to go, just outside the 25-yard line of Randolph. Hand off again, Reeves straight up the middle. That time he'll get enough, I think, for the first down. He had to get inside the 25, and I think he got there.
They might measure this one. They're looking pretty. I think they're going to call timeout and take a measurement on that one, Craig. It's going to be maybe an inch or two one way or the other. It's kind of hard to call.
Well, if you bring it out. Bring out the chains. Ball is nosing just inside the 25-yard line. And it looks like they do have just a little bit to go for the first down.
3 inches.
Second down coming. They've got a couple to pick that one up if they need it. Score was 21-7 at halftime. It's 28-7 right now. An interception and run back by Zach Crowley, who's second interception of the afternoon was one he was able to get the pay dirt on his own. Split backfield now, third down and inches. They put Lang in motion from the left to the right. Quarterback sneak, and Myers got the first down and a little bit more, but not much. Still some good defensive effort there by Randolph as Lackus came in there and held Meyer from going any farther. Meyer is just quietly operated this offense here tonight, and he's done a good job, put his team in a position to succeed, which is what a young quarterback is going to do. He's a sophomore. He could be pretty good by the time he gets through the ropes here. Understand what's Deuce backfield, hands off, and a reverse to Lang. They gave it to Foster back to Lang, and Lang slipped as he tried to turn it upfield. Not much gain, if any, there. It'll be second down at 10 again. Clock at 5:50, 28-7 Elm Creek on top. They've had the lead all game long. Foster has what? How many yards did he have at halftime? He was well in the
110.
He'd have had 165 at the half, but he had a 55-yard touchdown run called back and a hold. Again, Deuce backfield handoff. This time Foster skirts the right side. Pursuit there, but he cuts back. Gets to the 20, 15, 10, and he's inside the 10-yard line. Derek Foster made a whole lot out of not much.
I don't know how he got by. I had him nailed back there. They just kind of stiff-armed him a little bit and then cut inside.
Well, you know, the thing is, there's that little hesitation. If you're a tackler, you got a guy that's that swift. It's like, do I go after him or do I stand back? And as soon as you had that little hesitation, boom, he's right by you. And the thing is, he's got a stride. He doesn't look like he's running as fast as he obviously is because he's the fastest guy out there. No doubt about that. That brings up a first down goal to go on that run by Derek Foster. It's inside the 10-yard line, of course. And we've got a timeout here called on the field to shush back the Elm Creek staff. They're sneaking out a little bit too far on the playing field, and the referees are giving them a bench warning. So that stops the clock at 5:22. Foster and Reeves are split in the backfield. The rate of the wide out to the right side. Tight end Larrington is off the slot to the left. And beyond him is Greg Lang, the wingback. And now we're back to play. Under center is Meyer. Takes a snap. Goes to Foster. Foster cut back. 5 and close to the end zone. Did he get in or not? I don't think so. He's still about 3 yards shy. And they're going to mark him actually his knee down just inside the 4. So really not much gain there. A lot of action. Not enough vertical. Or Elm Creek. Oreta now is going to split out wide to the left side. Foster and Reeves again the split backs. Lang is the wing off the right side this time. Strong is left side. Hand off. Foster goes to the right side. Cuts back. Touchdown. Elm Creek. 4-yard TD run by Derek Foster after he set it up himself with a nice run down inside the 10-yard line. So on the goal line carry, Foster brings it in, and that is his third touchdown of the afternoon. Or second. Oh, third.
Let's see.
Yeah, third. He had a 70-yard run, the 90-yard TD, and just now put it in from about 4 yards out. Mitchell attempts the extra point, 34-7. Snap is a good one. Spot is a good one. Kick is a good one. It is now 35-7. And with 4:47 on the third period clock to score, Elm Creek 35 and Randolph 7. Back in 30 seconds with the Buffalo kickoff on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Elm Creek has now scored their fifth touchdown of the afternoon. Three of those offensively. One was on special teams. One was an interception run back by Zach Crowley. But they've gotten it done in all phases of the game this afternoon with 4:47 on the clock in the third period. Don't forget Kearney Catholic and Ravenna tonight on 98.9. Axtell, Arapaho on 1460 later on tonight. Kickoff taken by Lackus at the 25. Goes back loping around the right side. Has a cutback at the 30 after the 35-yard line. For a tackle there by Areta. And decent field position on a decent run back by Lackus. Lackus is another guy that had a couple of drops and a nice catch, but you're going to live by the pass. You better be catching the ball. What other team in Lincoln might be saying that, Mike? 438. I'm sorry. I just bring it up. 438 to go here. Clock stopped in the third period. Shotgun formation, wide both ways. They send him in. That's Lackus in motion going right to left. They give him the carry on the end around, and he's not fooled. As Reeves comes in there and nails him inside the 29-yard line.
We lost 4 yards really quick there.
And Tunick, the quarterback, comes back in from the sideline, picked up the play from the sideline. It's second down and a long 15 yards to go for Randall. Shotgun wide both ways. Now Lackus comes in motion, right side coming in, back to pass. Tunick has a man. It's Lackus. He's got it at the 45. Tight rope the sideline across the 50 to the 45, 43 of Elm Creek. So, again, we were just talking about him. He's got some potential to make some plays, and he did that time. He's kind of a loping kind of stride.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, again, deceptive in the way he runs versus the way he covers ground in actuality. First down and 10.
Quarterback did a nice job of laying it over that defensive back's head. He kind of arched it over there, right over the head.
I have no problem with Adam Tunick's passing ability. It's a good pass, it looks like. Trips in a bunch to the right side. Now they have Lackus coming back to the line, back to pass. Tunick fires down. Bill, he's wide open, and it's almost intercepted by Derek Foster. Kyle was wide open, roaming free at the, no, wait a minute, that was Goobles. Wide open at about the 15-yard line, and Derek Foster came by with that tremendous closing speed and just knocked it away.
He might have intercepted it, and then he knocked it up, and somebody else almost got it after that. They were diving on the ground for it.
3:27 to go in the third period. Clock has stopped on that long interception. And this is kind of what I expected to see out of the box here by Randall. Trips wide to the right side. Kyles is wide to the left. Shotgun formation. Handoff this time goes to the up running back. Scott Burback gets back a couple of yards, and it'll be third down and 8 yards to go. That could have broken. He had one break nicely there, and then usually use the pass to set that up on the delay to the lone setback as Tony comes back in from the sideline. Clock running at 3:01 in the third. Just joining us, 35-7. Elm Creek has scored three TDs by the offense, one by the special teams, a 90-yard Derek Foster run back. and a defensive touchdown as Zach Crowley took an interception back 20 yards himself. Shotgun, back to pass. Kunick looking long, and he fires into a crowd in and out of the hands of Kyle, in and out of the hands actually of Dalton Bork, who also has had a great night in the defensive backfield. Bork has broken up a couple of nice passes.
84, Kyle's, man. He was kind of disappointed. I think he thought he should have had that one. He's a tall boy, too. What is he? 6'2", I guess. But he's taller than the Elm Creek defender, and I think he thought he should have had it. He was pounding the ground like, I've done it.
Fourth down coming here for Randolph, and we'll see what the decision is. The decision initially is to go for it. Trips wide to the right side. Shotgun formation. Again, they bring Lackus in motion. Pitch to him. Option pass. Back over across, intended for Goobles. It is broken up by Foster. Again, Goobles, the big tight end, being covered by Foster, and it goes for naught. Turnover on downs, and Elm Creek gets the ball back.
That was a case where he laid the pass up there too high and just gave Foster too much time. He, like you said earlier, he's fast and gave him too much time to get over there and break it up. But the guy was open.
Elm Creek gets the ball back at their 43-yard line, their own 43, on that turnover on downs. Same lineup. This time, Derek Foster goes wide to the right side. Slot man is laying to the left. Foster in motion right to left. Back to pass. Meyer fakes the run, and now he scrambles, and he's going to get put down at the 40-yard line.
He had a couple receivers out there, but he couldn't. There was so much traffic, he couldn't get his arm up the path. And had two guys out in the open.
Well, here's the deal. I think that was a plant run by the quarterback, and I think if he'd had a lane, he was to go ahead and do that. Instead, he pulled it down because he saw that lane closing up, and then it just got ugly there, and he got swarmed under by Randolph. But he tucked that ball like he was the primary runner. It wasn't like a broken play that time. Meyer, the sophomore under center again, split backfield, Foster and Reed. Lang the wing off the left side. Foster gets the carry and a flag comes down.
And this will be against Elm Creek. So far it's been a pretty good game as far as penalties. Both teams have three penalties.
Misco's Sporting Goods post-game report coming up after this one. Then it won't be too long until we start up again with another New Tech Seed pregame report between Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. Randy Bushcutter and Don Elise will be bringing you that one here on 98.9. Got Arapahoe, the site for the Axtell game.
Amherst
game, I'm sorry. Shotgun formation. Handoff goes to Foster. Foster goes left side, and he's going to be buried for about a yard loss. So the Amherst game will be on 1460 a.m., and the Silver Lake game is on 1550 a.m. right now. We have St. Cecilia on 1230 a.m. tonight, about 5:30. You can get any of these. If you can't get the signal, you can get it on the Internet. Go to kkpr.com. We'll direct you right to where you click. Deuce backfield. Meyer back to pass. In the flat goes to Foster. Can't hang on to the ball. Picks it up. And I can't believe they're letting that go, but he's got it at the 50-45. They apparently are saying he caught the ball, then dropped it. He picked it up. I didn't hear a whistle, and they're letting him go all the way down to the 41-yard line. Now, that was funny. If it was a forward pass,
in the
it
backfield.
Definitely hit the ground. It was not a lateral, though.
No, it was forward. It looked
but
like he dropped.
Apparently, they're saying that he caught the ball, took a step or two, and then muffed it. He picked it up off the ground and made a big play out of it down to the 41-yard line. And then down the distance, guy's got to figure out his four from his ones because he's calling it fourth down at 10 right now. Now he got to push down again. Deuce backfield. Meyer under center. And again, on the reverse, Lang
double
gets
reverse.
It. And Lang gets it inside the 40 to about the 36-yard line. They hand it to Foster, and then Lang came back the other way. That'll be second down, and a short five to go as Meyer comes back from the sideline with the play for the Buffaloes.
Clock now inside 13 seconds in the third. Elm Creek with a 35-7 lead. And the ball at the 35 of Randolph. One more play. Option left side. Quarterback keeper this time. And Meyer will take it, I think, for the first down inside the 31.
Yep. Picked up 6 yards and needed 5.
And so they'll close the third quarter with a first down and a 35-7 lead. The Buffaloes of Elm Creek in control here on 98.9 FM, KKPR.com. We're back with the fourth quarter in a half minute.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC. Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
About ready for the fourth quarter here. Elm Creek drove 3 games deep into last year's playoffs before hitting Blue Hill, the eventual state champion. And this year, they're off to a strong start with the number one seed in the bracket and a 35-7 lead over Randolph, which came into this ball game at 4-4 on the year. Derek Foster's put on a show, but so have other Elm Creek Buffaloes. Zach Crowley on defense has done a great job. A lot of other defensive skills. The special teams blocking for Derek Foster and a 90-yard touchdown off a kickoff. And a 20-yard interception return by Zach Crowley. So 3 offensive touchdowns, 1 special teams touchdown, and 1 defensive touchdown for the Buffaloes of Stan Whistle and Elm Creek. I formation, slot man right side. Foster gets the carry. He's got a hole, 15, 10, 5. Foster goes away into the end zone.
Wow,
Eric Foster makes it 41-7 with 11:53 to go in this ballgame.
He just ran right through there. I mean, right up the middle. Guys just looked at him almost.
20-yard run for Derek Foster. That is touchdown number 4 for him this afternoon. He carried in from the 4, from the 20, a 70-yard run and a 90-yard
return. 30-yard
return. 30-yard return.
Yeah, they were on the 30-yard line on that.
Gavin Mitchell will attempt the extra point. He's perfect so far tonight. In 6 attempts previous. Right-legged kicker puts it up after the good snap and the good hold and the good point. 42-7. The Buffs on a roll. 11:53 to go in this one. Back in a half minute with their kickoff.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
On Randolph, if they try to pass and get back into this, a lot of it.
The 40-yard line for Mitchell's kickoff. He's perfect. 6 for 6 on extra point attempts. Done a good job. He got dinged up earlier. Had an interception, too, on defense. Short kick this time. 20 taken by Lackis. Comes back the other way. 40, 45. Lackis to midfield and inside Buffalo territory. But there's
flag.
A flag down at about the 36-yard line of Randolph. And they're going to mark it back. So a nice return there by Lackis. Goes for knock.
Okay, about 25, 30 yards there, but I think it'll come back.
11:46 in this one. Kearney Catholic, Ravenna tonight, 6:30 on 98.9 FM, right where you got it now, kkpr.com. Got Giltner Franklin. I'll be over on 94.5 FM at kliqfm.com for that one, Franklin and Giltner. We've got Amherst traveling to Arapahoe.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis with that one coming up later on this evening on 1460. And Silver Lake's ball game is going on right now at KICS ESPN 1550. Shotgun formation now as Randolph trying to make it a little more respectable. Tunick rolling, fires out into the flat. He's got a man. That's Goobles, and Goobles is covered there by Gavin Mitchell in the defensive backfield. Now, Mitchell, who has done the kicking, has also had some nice plays on defense, on coverage. As I said, he had one interception. And he's kind of been doing it on a wheel that's been a little bit tender. He got dinged early in the second quarter. He's been playing the whole game since that time. Hasn't missed a play, I think, except for the last couple of plays in the first half. Shotgun formation, wides both ways, low snap again. They try a pitch this time to Burbeck, and he's got the first down across the 40-yard line. Go from the second and three, picks up that, and then some. It's about a 4-yard run there by Burbeck. Getting consistently low snaps from the center to Tunick, the quarterback.
Yeah, he's been picking them up off his shoestrings about every snap.
Break the huddle. Wides both ways. Wingman is Kint off the right side. Low snap that time. Ball on the ground. Tunick has to pick it up. Balls forward. Gets some decent yardage across the 41. 45. Breaks three.
Oh.
Hits field and then falls to the 47-yard line. So on that first down muff play on a bad snap, he makes a first down with a 13-yard run.
That was a good player. That was interesting because I think people stopped. I don't know if they... Well, everybody just, I don't, weird, it's a weird play there, but he picked it up and just kind of fought his way. Nobody was blocking. It was just kind of like, he just kind of going and managed to pick up the 13 or 14 yards there.
Shotgun formation, Tunick joined by Burbeck in the backfield. He'll take it himself, goes straight up with the quarterback keeper right side inside the 45. And not much there. It picks up about two. Let me give you another Valentino score update here on 98.9. Eustace Farnham leading Elm Creek 14-0 in the first quarter. Loomis 44-14 over St. Mary's. Coughlin 7-0 over Cozad in the third. Valentino's update. Valentino's delivers the pizza. We deliver the score right here. 98.9 FM. Second down, nine. Shotgun. Tunick has slots both ways. Back to pass. Looking. Fires downfield. Got Lackes wide open. Foster comes up. Fires the intercept and falls to the ground. Nice coverage by Foster. And again, that closing speed, because Lackes looked like he was open, and a little more velocity in that ball might have gotten it there, but
yep.
Foster just gobbled it up.
Hanging it up there too much, and the speed of Elm Creek backs are just getting under there too. I mean, the guy was open.
Clock running at 8:35 in the game. Tunick checks back into the huddle from the sideline. Center forgot where the ball was. He went one way to go. Well, there it is. Shotgun again. Slots both ways again. Goobles wide to the right side. Kyle's wide to the left side. Low snap. Back to pass. In the flat. He gets it out to Burbeck. Burbeck fumbles the ball at the 40.
No, they're going to say incomplete, I think.
Well, I don't know.
I thought he had it.
I don't know if that run by Foster was complete, and that one wasn't. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about it. Oh. Now they got
Elm Creek's got a player shaken up. He's kind of the one that went for that fumble, or he had made
Meyer.
The tackle.
Meyer. Dalton Meyer. With his left arm kind of hanging down there.
That was a hard tackle to jar that ball loose.
All right, so what are they calling it?
Incomplete. Fourth and
they called it incomplete.
Long
wow, they, I tell you what, Randolph kind of dodged the bullet on that one. Fourth down, they're going for it. 8 yards to go. Trips wide to the right side. Single wide out left. Back to pass. Tunick fires across the middle. He's got Kent. Kent's got the first down on the cutback inside the 35 to the 30. Michael Kent in the clutch with the big club on the one hand because of an injury, obviously, to the wrist or arm. I tell you what, that's got to be a challenge.
Yeah, it is.
Catching the ball. He was open a couple of times in the first half, and you just knew that it was because of that cast that he couldn't bring it in. But that time, in the clutch, he saved the drive. A first down now for Randolph late in this ball game. 7:24 to go in it. They got a slot both ways. Single setback with Tunick in the backfield. Handoff goes straight to the running back, and he'll get about 5 yards on the play. I think Elm Creek, I'm not sure they want to give up a touchdown. I'm not sure they care one way or the other. I think letting the clock run is something they'd be all right with.
Yeah, especially when you got your quarterback a little dinged up there. He's standing back up, but he's still holding his, I don't know if it's his arm or his shoulder, but yeah, I think he says, Coach, I'm ready.
Yeah, he's put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play.
And Coach might think twice now. He might say, you know, we've got this game. Well, yeah. We just don't really mess up.
Tunick on the option goes to Burbank, and Burbank goes down in the backfield. Nice play by Reeves coming up from the linebacker spot, and he's got his third down now and about 8 yards to go. Yeah, he's trying to see, is Meyer sneak back in there now or not? I think he's still on the sideline.
I think, yeah, he's standing there by the coach. And the coach is going to try to keep him out.
Ball on the right hash mark as they head west with a third down and 8 yards to go. Shotgun. Back to pass. Tunick being pressured, and now he's got to move, and he's going to be hauled way back to the 45-yard line. Ball on the ground. I think he was whistled down at the 45, but he lost 5, 10, 15, almost 20 yards on that scramble for his life. He came up with his life, but he didn't come up with much field position. So fourth down and 25 yards to go. The ball is outside the 45-yard line. They have to get down to the 20 for the first down.
I think they're going to go for it. You don't have anything to lose now. You're down 35.
Bisco Sporting Goods post-game report. It'll be a brief one because we got to get on the road here coming up after this one. KKPR Kearney. Shotgun back to pass. Tunick in the flat, and it falls incomplete, intended for either Kyles or Kent. It kind of flew by Kyles, and Kent dove for it. And it'll turn it over on downs now to Elm Creek. The Buffaloes will be content to keep the ball on the ground and eat some clock here. They've got
a lot of substitutes coming in from Elm Creek.
50 seconds worth of clock to consume. But they work it the other way. Let's see. I'm guessing Meyer's back in there.
No, I think they got reserves all in there.
Oh, they are. Rader is going to go in at quarterback. He's playing quarterback. Deuce backfield will pick up the, as Gene said, the reserves. Handoff goes to the one running back to the line of scrimmage. He'll get forced back.
44 looks like Cody Peterson.
Cody Peterson is in. He's a 5'8", 151-pound freshman. And the clock continues to run. I think Stan Whistle is okay with three and out and a good punt. And taking as much time as possible there. Also in, Zach Crowley, who had a nice game defensively. He's in at one of the running back slots. And he'll get the call. He'll sweep the right side. Crowley looking, and he'll fall forward. There's a penalty marker down, and that'll stop the clock. And we'll see what that's all about. Pick up some other numbers here. Crowley is in at running back. Dalton Bork is in, I believe. Orade is playing quarterback. And at one of the split ends, I don't have a number for one. I don't have an 84 on my roster. But there is an 84 in one of the wideouts for Elm Creek. Tyler Arp, as I pick up a different roster, and sometimes they're different, Tyler Arp is in as the wideout. Under center again now. Second down and on that penalty, a hold, 20 yards to go. Option is ugly, and it is back at the 35-yard line that Orada is tackled. But the clock continues to run now, closing up on 3 minutes to go in this one. It'll be third down and 20 yards to go when the younger generation of Buffaloes come to the line of scrimmage.
And why not give him a chance? It's
Casey Myers, who's in at center, he's 5'9", 307.
Center.
There's some forward action there.
Does all right.
Back to pass.
Look at that. Wide open.
And it is Bork out in the flat at about the 40, 35-yard line. Dalton Bork, a wingback, 5'8", 137, and a senior, goes out of bounds with the first down in the football. And that'll give the Buffaloes another set of downs here as they try and run the clock out.
Picked up about 25 yards on that time.
I'm looking at the walkway on the edge of the football field. It is wet, so there must be a mist coming down.
Yes.
I'm not seeing it right now. Thankfully, we're not feeling it. doesn't bother me a bit. I have no conscience about this at all. No guilt at all. Flip backfield. Moreta keeps it himself on the first down carry, and he'll be stopped for about a 2-yard loss. Coming into the ball game now, Britton Ferguson at quarterback. 5'7", 130, and he's a freshman. He'll get a couple of snaps from the big guy as already comes to the sideline. Dan Wood's going to do some coaching up on his backup quarterback, it looks like. Pull him aside. Talking to him. Put backfield. Take the handoff. Young quarterback comes down the line. He's got some running room at the 35-yard line. Ferguson gets about 4 yards back, and it'll bring up a fourth down. At least gets beyond the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a fourth down and about 4 yards to go for the Buffs. Clock still moving at minute 11 right now. Well, they haven't moved it down. Did I miss one? Is it third down still, or is that? Because I'm not trusting our down guy over there. He's been
I think it is. They had that penalty.
All right. Yeah, that's right. They had the penalty. Third down now. And on the carry, there's Bork again, and he'll not get much. So now it'll be fourth down and a strong 9 yards to go for the Buffaloes. But the clock is now running down inside 42 seconds. And if they take their time, they can probably kneel on it, give Randolph a play or two, and that's going to be it. If that. 28 seconds to go. Under center, Ferguson. Deuce backfield. Takes the handoff. Rolls right side. Fires. Into the flat. He's got a man. That was Arp. Goes in and out of his hands, and it stops the clock on the fourth down with 16 seconds to go.
He had the guy wide open. He just.
Maybe Arp's going like I was. I can't believe he's going to pass it to me.
I know.
So it'll be turnover on downs, and Randolph gets the ball with about nothing on the clock. They start it, stop it, that's the ball game. Your final score, Elm Creek goes into round two of the playoffs by virtue of this 42-7 win over Randolph. Big exhibition here in all phases of the game by Elm Creek. A special teams touchdown, a defensive touchdown, and 4 touchdowns by the offense. 4 touchdowns total by Derek Foster as well. We'll talk more about that during the Misco Corningus postgame report. You're listening to high school football playoff action on 98.9 FM, KKPR.com.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
The group at Pony Express Chevrolet in Gothenburg would like to wish the Elm Creek athletes the best of luck. Stop in today at Pony Express Chevrolet and see the great selection of new and used GM vehicles in stock. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome to the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report on 98.9 FM, KKPR, KKPR.com. We're going to make this a relatively brisk review of this game because we have some traveling to do here. I'm going to head on over to Giltner for the Giltner-Franklin game. You'll hear that on our sister station, 94.5 FM, The Breeze. We'll have a pregame at 6:30 and a kickoff on that at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, here on 98.9 coming up, it'll be Randy Bushcutter and Don Lease traveling to Ravenna as Kearney Catholic will take on Ravenna on 98.9. Doug Duda, Tony Davis traveling to Arapahoe, where Arapahoe will be hosting Amherst. And let me see here, what else we have? We've got the Silver Lake game on 1550, and Silver Lake was down big to Eustace Farnham on that one a little bit ago. You can hear that at ESPNSuperstation.com right now with Blaine Bulis. Mike Will, in just a little bit, will kick off the St. Cecilia game, St. Cecilia Battle Creek. Same kind of deal, St. Cecilia 8-0 against a 4-4 team. Elm Creek came into this one 7-1 against the 4-4 Randolph, and the final score turned out about the way you'd expect, a 7-1 game against a 4-4 team. The Buffaloes opened things up a little bit hesitantly as they handed off to Derek Foster, which is their norm, and Derek carried it 55 yards for a touchdown, which is his norm. But unfortunately for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, there was a holding call, and that got called back. So the score remains 0-0 until with 8:11 to go in the first period of play. A 70-yard Derek Foster run made it 7-0. By the way, Gavin Mitchell, the extra point kicker for Elm Creek, was 6 for 6 tonight on all of those. So I don't forget. I'm going to give him kudos on that as well as his center and holder, for that matter. The second touchdown by the Buffaloes was scored by Reeves, the fullback, on an 18-yard scallop. And with 2:09 to go in the first, it was 14 in the first period. It was 14-0. A couple of back-to-back interceptions, one by Kyles for Randolph, was not capitalized upon because an interception in the end zone by Zach Crowley negated that. And Elm Creek could not capitalize as they couldn't make it out to any further than about the 20-yard line. Their attempted punt was blocked by Randolph, and that was capitalized upon by Randolph with a 19-yard pass from Tunick to Lacus. And with 7:28 to go in the first half, it was 14-7 in favor of Elm Creek. Foster got back in the next play from the kickoff. Foster took a 90-yard kickoff return to the house. And with 7:11 to go in the first half, it was 21-7. That's where we were at halftime. And as we came out in the second half, Zach Crowley picked off a Tunick pass, took it back himself. Extra point was good, 28-7. And then a 4-yard Foster run made it 35-7. And a 30-yard Foster run made it 42-7, which is our final score. So Elm Creek, seeded number one in this bracket, goes up to 8-1. And they will be playing the winner of the Stanton-Creighton game next Wednesday. Also on that same bracket, playing today, Hardington Cedar Catholic and Thayer Central. And then, of course, the one we're going to have here on 98.9 tonight, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna. Those teams will converge. The next game between the winners on those brackets will be Wednesday. Then the winner of the of those games will play Tuesday, November 10th. So we could have potentially a Ravenna or Kearney Catholic against Elm Creek kind of matchup here down the road. So we'll pay close attention to that, as I'm sure you will, too. Misco Sporting Goods post-game report continues in 1 minute. We'll be back with some individual stats right after this on 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Mischko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mischko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mischko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank.
Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
Let me tell you here before we check individual stats, check in to Misco Sporting Goods. Basketball season is not far away, and you can get brand names like Nike and Adidas for the courts. And shorts by Nike Adidas at A4 can outfill travel teams with uniform warm-ups and practice gear. Wrestling, too, Adidas at ASICS. Headgear, knee pads, singlets by ASICS. Mat Men and Brute cold weather gear as well, and that goes for all seasons. Whether you're getting to a basketball game or trying to get through the football season, get to Misco Sports on the bricks, downtown Kearney Center. Well, Gene Beerbohm, what do we have here as far as, I'll bet some pretty gaudy statistics there for Derek Foster again.
We talk about Elm Creek's offense and Foster and Reeves. I mean, they're good running backs, but I think we've got to take a look at this game, too. Not only did their offense do well, but the defense. They held Randolph, and, we had Randolph, the Burback, had 52 yards rushing, but they had some other backs that had minus yards. So, defensively, they held them rushing, and that wasn't Randolph's strong point anyhow. Their passing was, but again, defensively, they held the quarterback, Tunick. He was 7 of 27. And had three interceptions and 96 yards passing. So Elm Creek's defense really rose to the occasion and shut him down because he was a 55 percentage point passer. So defensively, Elm Creek did the job. Offensively for Elm Creek, of course, you read his name or said his name many times, Derek Foster. He had 15 carries for 180 yards. And right behind him, Mike Reese, 14 carries, 51 yards. Not as many as Foster, but they were tough yards, and they came on third and four, third and five, third and one, and he picked up those tough yards when they needed them. Overall, Elm Creek had 265 yards rushing, and passing, they were 5-11, 5 out of 11 with one interception, and they had 69 yards in the passing category. So overall, I think Elm Creek really turned in just a balanced game.
Well, yeah, that's a nice tune-up getting on into the second round where we've got a couple of schools ready to face them, one or the other, and they're great unknowns because they're out of the immediate region, and we'll get into that, of course, as things progress. Again, coming up, Kearney Catholic and Ravenna here at about 6:30 on KKPR. Randy Bushcutter, Don Lease with the call on that. Battle Creek at Hastings St. Cecilia, 6 o'clock with Mike Will on KHAS 1230 and HastingsLink.com. I'm going to head on over and see what Nathan Most is up to out of Franklin and Giltner. Most is the fine Giltner quarterback, and Franklin is always a tough ball game. 7 o'clock, we'll kick it off, 6:30 the pregame with Rob Osmond and I over at Giltner. Amherst, Arapaho, Tony Davis, and Doug Duda on KXPN with a 7 o'clock kickoff, 6:30 pregame on that. So it's a busy day, full day, and we're glad to have you along with us. 7 games total. I just mentioned 6 of them. The 7th one is tomorrow. That is the postponed Pleasanton game. Mother Nature threw us a favor. Denver and Scotts Bluff may not be happy with it, but we are because we're able to give you the Pleasanton Bulldogs and Potter Dix tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock with the kickoff. For Gene Beerbohm, this has been the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report. Your final score again, Elm Creek 42 and Randolph 7. You've been listening to Championship Football on 98.9 FM KKPR. Craig Eckert here. See you next time.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.